Watch this.
The Joker and the Devil.
Oh, okay. I saw my headphones off. So. What are you laughing at?
Hello? There you go.
Right. Yeah, you said that on mic check, huh?
I said it outside. That's what happened. Oh.
Just walked in right now.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Eric. How's it going? Just walking in. Yeah. A little late today, huh?
That was a fail. That's what that was.
Was that Heidi Ho fail?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Eric.
Should we keep saying that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't know who we are yet.
No.
They never will.
You know, for the new listeners who are fresh to
the new listeners.
Yeah, that's right. The ones fresh to the show.
The ones watch our show
who've never heard of this glorious program and all its wholesome family qualities.
I always think they're disappointed when
Bring the
our day comes
in.
Up. Like on Tuesday, they're like, oh, man, it's Ripped in Half today. I was going to listen to Wedge. They're like, oh, they're all excited for a new episode. They go log in and they're like, oh, fuck. They put a fucking Ripped in Half episode yet.
I guess.
I guess now I'll just wait for tomorrow. Or wait for later today.
Well, no, it's like... I guess
retarded Jimmy to like this show.
No, I'm curious.
Let's play. They play for the dogs, so like it'd be comfortable.
Every time we go do the show live, you know, and he like tweets going live with Rip and Nap, does the Ustream viewership like drop dramatically?
It goes negative.
Yeah, there's actually, since we've been airing on Ustream, there's been suicide rates have been higher, which is really crazy.
I think like the only people watching us are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson sitting there. All right, what's the next racist comment they're gonna fucking make? So I know she's like building a fucking portfolio on us. So they finally
that would only help us.
Lawsuit
things like that would only help us.
So yeah, Charles,
wait a minute, something's on your face.
What?
Move your head again. You have like glitter under your eye.
Do I?
Yeah.
He's at the strip club.
He was calling Max's band days. Twisted Sister.
You're in a band?
It was.
It
was?
Well, it was a band.
We're on an extended break at the moment while our drummer...
You're on a hiatus?
Yeah, for the moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his drummer's discovering himself.
Yeah.
Wasn't your drummer like a drum machine?
No.
He can handle the sticks.
It went on
that much.
It went on his own.
No, we got a
solo career.
No, we end up getting
bands called Cassio. He's like, he has chimes on his leg, thighs, and shit.
We end up getting a new drummer. He's really good too. But
talking about Mike.
Yeah, yeah, he's really good. Thing is, he ended up had to take like 6 months off because his work offered him all kinds of fucking overtime. So he goes in on like 4 a.m. doesn't get out until like 7, 8 at night.
So, rather than follow his dream. You know, just work took over.
Well, dude, it's extra money for him and his family, so I don't blame him.
Let's not get too personal
here. Those are
also
dream killers.
Yeah.
Families.
They are.
Kids.
How fucking stupid is that?
You're living the life, Eric.
I actually like my family.
Weird.
Your real family or like... this new family unit created by you, with you in it.
Yeah.
The family that's on the back of his car window.
And they're also in the trunk. He dresses them up. And sleeps with them.
But deaths this week. What do you think about that?
There was a death this week?
No.
Who died?
Was it this week or last week?
It was this week.
Of who?
An African-American gentleman.
Yeah, we talked
about
that.
Oh, that was last week.
Was it?
Yeah, you were here for that.
I was drunk.
Oh, yeah. Eric. Eric doesn't remember anything from, Sunday?
Yeah.
I think I don't remember the show either.
He can't recall anything. He was that fucked up.
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Did you ever find your check?
Yes, I did.
He fucking texted me on Monday. I was like, hey, deliver my check.
It's actually in my back pocket, which I thought I checked. So I grabbed it when I went to the bar.
Dude, you were fucked.
I was pretty fucked, yes. But no, Charles sent me this picture. It's on the top box. It says black person's pool party, and all the black people are like around the pool. And on
sitting
the bottom,
in chairs,
sitting
the
chairs,
empty.
Just staring at it. And there's like one person in the pool, and on the bottom is like a white person's pool party.
And
everyone's all fucking
drinking
in the fucking pool and dancing and shit. That was pretty funny. The picture. You have to see the picture. It does more justice.
You know what it is actually? That is the time when white people are swimming. I think that picture's from the south. So, like, they only have that section off, so when it's, like, black people swim, like, colored swim, and then it's, like, everyone else is
swim.
Colored swim.
Oh.
So basically, like, even though you see all the black people waiting on the sign, actually, what they don't show you is that white kids are just playing.
And waiting now, they're just sitting there waiting for their turn. Racist or that's fact?
Oh, it's fact.
Okay.
I'll look it up on Wikipedia.
They're always right.
It's always full of facts.
I know they still do that shit in, like, South Africa.
Use Wikipedia for facts?
That, too. No.
Well, the reason that segregation. The reason they'll swim in South Africa is I don't want to get fucking eaten by a hippo or a crocodile.
I'm talking about the country, South Africa.
That's what they call Adult Swim.
They still do segregation there.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual Africans.
No.
They come here.
The Aborigines?
Yeah, there's some part of people here that actually feel like, oh man, there's going to be something in that pool.
In a regular swimming pool?
Yes.
Could be a shit in there.
A Snickers? Or an abortion? Floating Snickers?
I never liked public pools when I went there.
Never went?
I went there.
Well, I don't like swimming, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
I almost like this weird thing about water.
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim, but I don't like swimming. I don't swim in a lake, an ocean, a pool, nothing.
It does lose its novelty like in a minute.
I don't know, I like swimming.
You get in and splash around, then what do you do?
I like to just sit there, relax, nothing. And float around.
That's your natural habitat, Steve. You like shed tears when you go to SeaWorld.
Like the rest of the hippos.
Let my people go.
Crikey, we've discovered the sea cow in its natural habitat.
Can I get a number one?
So everyone's weak.
Watch how pissed off I make it when I steal a French fry.
I'll fucking kill you.
Well, he's lucky he survived. He's got all the scars on his back from the boats.
Danger, danger, danger. Oh, I barely got away. The way he charged at me with that stomach out like a bull rhino.
You ever seen the video of one of those jacking himself off and sucking his own dick?
What, a manatee?
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen that.
There's a video of the manatee. He's sucking his own dick because it's like this fucking big.
Like he figured that out.
Yeah, he just figured it out. Started sucking himself off. Like you wouldn't do it.
Probably the manatee?
No, he just has a dick.
Oh, I thought a manatee had a dick in his face.
How much would you?
Manatee cock.
More than 20 grand.
But is it on TV?
Is that the part of that where you accept 20 grand and be on TV?
No.
Oh.
So you wouldn't suck manatee cock for 25 grand?
No. You had to throw one of those fucking twins in there, too, with it. Sweeten the deal.
They have to watch. Make them watch.
Oh, no. They get a jingle of the berries to stroke the shaft.
I get to marry him.
Gravy.
Oh, yeah. And no one has any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's previous show.
You go back and listen to them. Give us a couple of extra.
For those who actually follow this show.
Everything's all canon.
Speaking of which, I know one, so just a brief shout out to my 12-year-old, Ryan. He listens.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, he doesn't listen live.
Hi, Ryan.
He downloads us off iTunes and listens.
I'm so flipping you off.
Huh?
That's so cute.
I was surprised, actually. Yeah, before we left to come do the show today, he was asking me about it. I was like, do you guys have any new shows up yet?
Why don't you just give him the Ustream link?
He wants to make him proud, so he says no.
Yeah. I didn't figure that.
He actually put a child block after he found that.
It's actually not our show he's been downloading. He's been sent into a different show. It's like, man, you guys are good.
He looks at the Adam Carollers.
How come we sound like there's only two of you?
Where's Eric? No, you see? You see that voice in the back of that?
Yeah, why is it one of you sounds Jewish?
Who's the Jewish person?
He's an accountant.
Adam's Jew. Mm-hmm. Isn't he?
No.
Thought he was.
No, he just looks Jewish. See that thing online where everyone's all mad at him right now?
Uh-uh.
Oh, because he had some shit that's
did fucking... he say the N-word?
No, he was worse. He said that most women aren't funny.
Well, that's a fact.
Well, he has like this rant. I think it's in the book where he talks about like...
It was in the newspaper. It was a magazine or something.
The question... I know, I have that, but I have the question, I think, came from what he said in the book about having... to go through sexual harassment meetings because of women. And so, like, you don't like working with women? I was like, no, I don't. I'm like, no, I don't. But, like, no, it's not that I don't like working with them, but they're most usually the most unfunny people on the staff.
They can't take a fucking joke.
But then he was, like, saying, like, what he did say, too, was, like, there's also funny women. Like, he's not denying that there are funny women, and he listed names. But then they said, like, if I had to play the odds of, like a basketball team, like, would I pick a bunch of fucking, like, who would I pick from? Would I pick the white guy, the skinny, fucking, tiny little white guy, or I'd pick all the black guys and shit?
Basically, one out of every five women would probably laugh at a joke that's extremely funny, but they wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
You can come after Eric now, too.
Yeah. That's all true. I stick to it.
Yeah, but the way I thought about it is, like, Adam Carolla speaks in generalities.
We're practically the same person.
And personal experience. And so basically he says, in my experience and in general, women I come across aren't funny.
But he's been around a lot of women because of the Man Show.
There's lots of women in the Man Show.
With big juggies. I know, as I said, he's been around a lot of women.
Well, they probably not to mention that sex talk one he did with Dr. Drew.
Yes.
What was that show called again?
Love Line,
yeah.
Yes.
Did you call?
No. I was too young at the time.
It's always someone I got some.
I always stayed up late and watched it.
God, you were too young. How fucking young was I?
No, on MTV.
I was on MTV and that.
Yeah.
I think I was like five.
You probably were five when I was on.
Yeah, I was probably like 11.
Man.
And I'd stay up late and watch it.
Ooh, past your bedtime. They have people who like got some shit in their dick and just scared to know what it is.
See, he was there watching that crap. I was there watching like Taxi Confessionals or those two broads that
talk. You meant just Taxi.
Yeah, Taxi
Confessionals. Do you remember on HBO those two broads that used to take phone calls and shit and like about sex advice?
I don't remember that.
There's two blondes that did that.
God, I remember Taxi Cab Confessions and then Real Sex with
Real
and,
Sex.
And real Sex. That really sucked. There was really no jerk off material on that.
Well, actually.
Show.
No, it's funny. There's one.
They talk about nudist camps. There's one. They're all old, fucking, fat, ugly people. People who don't want to see naked to begin with.
There was one they went to where this place had a bunch of sex rooms and stuff, and you go in there, and you can actually go in there with other people. And
again, when you see the people in it, though, those are people you would not want to have sex with.
But the best one I've seen is a broad. She gets a pool stick. She plays pool with her fucking tits. They're so huge. Her tits grab the pool stick, and she fucking hits it.
Hands free, arms free.
She's pretty good. Yeah, no, she had one to place on there, then hands free with her tits like that.
And those tits are so stretched out and so long.
No, they were nice. They were.
They had to be nice? These aren't like fucking up there perky tits that I can somehow handle a pool stick.
They were nice.
Is she using her boobs as a pool stick or she's grabbing a pool stick?
No, she grabbed the pool stick with her boobs.
She's one hand to line it up and then she uses her tits to smack it in.
Yeah, they're fucking so fucking floppy. They go like this, and it's fucking. She gets
okay, now
he
says they're floppy.
Like
how do you get floppy tits and nice tits together?
That was a joke.
Wow.
She turned them into a
Newton's
cradle.
You guys not following?
What?
She turned them into a Newton's cradle.
I was actually trying to think of the name of that.
Don't you get the same thing. Goldberg device. He just knocks her tit, and all these little fucking dominoes go around. It comes back down to the other tit that actually shoots the fucking ball.
And then it makes you cereal.
It shoots you with a gun.
Yeah, to see what she does with the Mentos and Diet Coke.
In her pussy?
That's where the Mentos comes from.
Foam comes out her mouth.
Was she a midget?
It's always bleeding out her eyeball like a Jesus statue. It's
all frothy and bubbly.
That's Mother Teresa that bleeds eyes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No, it's the Virgin Mary. Mother Teresa.
Oh, it's the Virgin Mary. We'll see who's the religious one around here.
I like you try to correct me and still got it wrong.
I think it's funny how you do it with the Mother Teresa. That's funny.
I bet some Mexican has
that was when
statue.
She was still alive, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was when they bled her ass.
Oh, that's Mother Teresa. Say stuff like that to her.
I don't know.
She was a nice old lady.
She was a slut when she was a kid.
Jim Jeffries told me to.
And then she found her ways.
I guess. Or she's making up for what she's done.
Born again virgin. That's not where it comes from? Mother Teresa?
Wait, she was a prostitute back in the day?
No, I think she had an illegitimate kid or something like that.
She should have been. That lady was hot.
Then how is it she became a nun afterwards?
Because afterwards.
None your business.
She became a nun.
I thought once you had something like that, you couldn't become a nun.
I really don't know the qualifications of becoming a nun.
Religion has a lot of secrets.
Loving God.
Her having one's not going to
loving God, no more sex, you're a nun.
Well, considering what all the priests do, I'm sure they viewed her as what she did as being okay.
They check
maybe how she's raped.
Well, they check how dry your cunt is, and if you have a dry cunt, then you're not. You can be a nun.
I mean, prolapse or
that's when uterus, that's when you know you're ready not to have sex anymore.
Finger.
That's funny. Like the day they checked that, she just cheated and just put like a fan sat in front of a fan with her legs.
She put a sham wow on her fucking pussy and dried it all up, sucked it all up.
Thanks, Vince Offer.
It worked.
Bounty.
Bounty.
Getting a sticky, picking up dust bunnies and just shove them in there, so it looks like it hasn't been used in years.
God. She actually got the fake spider fucking web shit, put it down there for the Halloween.
Sent to the Halloween store.
She goes, see, look at
web. I see and dress all
trying to picture this stuff, but it's just funny.
Maybe little drops of blood in there. Sad effect. She got a little scab you put on your face.
And that's also Halloween makeup. The blood is Halloween makeup as well.
Yeah, no, that's real. She can provide that.
That might give it away.
I don't know.
What show is this?
What show is this?
Did you say?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, show. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow, would you shut the hell up, Wedge?
Oh, damn.
So I'm trying to look up Mother Teresa over here.
Oh.
Oh.
Was she bleeding on her ass?
I don't know.
What, this?
I don't know. What you got there?
Oh. Wait, what do I have here?
Ribs.
Yes. All of our new sponsor.
What?
No.
Ribs, dildos.
He's like, he's reading my paper that I have for notes, and he's like, ribs? I didn't have ribs written down there. It's like, no, that's our new sponsor.
You find Mother Teresa. You should find that bitch playing pool with her tits. That's what you find.
I really don't care to see that myself.
Why? Because Steve can play pool with his
tits. You
know
what actually it is? It's Mother Teresa playing pool with her tits.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that was mine.
Back in her younger days when she was a slut, they were nice.
Yeah.
No.
I think hers were more perky.
She looked better than Sarah Silverman.
Sorry. Yeah, what?
I had to sneeze while I was trying to say that.
I thought you were choking on a piece of ice.
No, I had to sneeze while I was trying to say that. And I was trying to block myself.
Block yourself.
Show me what you're working with.
Do I have to?
You want to work in Hollywood, don't you?
No.
Oh, then no.
That was New York. So what you got for us today, Jason?
What are we going to talk about? Okay, well, I saw you the other day.
Yes.
And we were hanging out drinking.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was sad. You weren't there. I was like, oh, Eric's not here.
I guess
I'll hang out with Steve.
It was actually a moment of peace.
It's probably asleep.
I don't know. But remember when we were hanging out and some woman came and knocked in your backyard fucking fence?
You want a basil on my flip flops?
I don't remember that.
Steve and I were hanging out.
Oh, yeah. It was my neighbor. It was my neighbor, Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie?
Yeah.
It was weird, though. It was like,
Why are you guys keeping her up?
I park on the other side of his where he lives.
Okay.
Like, away, because I don't like going over speed bumps. And then she asked us, do you own the white car that's over there? Like, how would she know that?
Because she is used to you parking in front of the car. Remember that time that we were sitting there inside the car having a couple beers and the cop showed up? Because, you know, someone was reported a strange vehicle.
That kind of followed us?
It was them.
Oh, fucking bitch. I hate her.
No,
I should have helped her.
No, it was... that happened. The reason why they did that is because it was the time that Richard ripped them off. Like, broke into their house and fucking robbed them while they were gone. So, because it was a strange vehicle, she didn't know if maybe it was something
to do with him. Richard out there...
So, why'd she ask you if that was your wife? Why'd she ask you if that was your car?
Oh, there was a cat stuck in my engine.
What?
You should have left it in there.
They said, like, hey, we found this kitten wandering around. I went to go grab it, and it fucking took off running. And it went up in my car and placed itself inside my engine, like, around my fucking, like...
And then Jason adopted it.
No.
And made cat videos with fucking dancing.
It was lodged in his fan belt. He ran right to the car and revved the engine as fast as he could.
No, that's not what happened. They had plates of food out, trying to course it out. And, like, I lift it up, and I see it. It's right there, just tucked away, where it's all warm. And I just fucking grab it by the nape of its neck, but it turned its head, so it kind of missed it. Because if you grab it by the nape, they can't really do nothing. They can
go almost around all the time. Paralyzes them.
Yeah, because that's how, like, mom cats carry them.
Puppies, too.
Shit. Yeah, that's how it works. You just grab them like that and just lift them up. Well, I grab it kind of off.
Actual dogs.
And then it fucking just scratched the shit out of me, and I just threw it. It's like, oh, fucking pitch, and I fucking threw it, and it ran back underneath the car.
That's when you turn on the engine and see how long it lasts.
Oh, he did.
No, he did.
Oh, that's what I did.
Oh.
And I fucking like, all right.
He revved it loud,
I chuck back on, like, boom, boom.
Did he come out?
They see, like, its little tail. I was like, oh, we see it, we see it. Get the broom.
That's when you drive off.
I did not see a broom when I seen these people. Like, I see all the, like, the plates of food they had out there, and I see my car there, and all of a sudden a broom shows out of nowhere. I said, get the broom. I was like, all right. Now they're just shoving a broom underneath there. I was like, rev it again. Rev it. It says, I see it. Boom. And they fucking get that cat. And it was so cute. It was the most adorable little kid in the whole world. No, I didn't see it. I actually ran into the bushes, and they never fucking found it.
Jason's a cat molester, if you guys all didn't know.
All that effort. They probably ran around all day looking for that stupid cat.
They're probably out there for a while.
Like
and
I say,
that's how they know what your car is in.
Did they fucking, like, keep animals? Like, why would they have, like...
No, like I said,
they have a cat and, like, three or four fucking little dogs. Most of them are chihuahuas, and one's, like, a little fucking...
No, they're all shih tzus.
...thingy. No, I think one of them's a shih tzu. The rest of them are chihuahuas.
They're all fucking mutts.
I think if I saw a cat run underneath someone's car, who I didn't really know very well, or even though I did know him, I'd gave up right there. I would just give up. So, like, oh, that's probably in there. I'll probably get away, get out.
Your story would have been a lot better if you drove off with a cat in the engine.
I was hoping I would. I think I have, because sometimes I lift my car, like, to work on it, and I see all this cat hair in there.
Next.
And I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
You got a buzzer for this?
You got a gong show buzz.
Can I get the black guy that comes out with the broom and sweep me off the stage?
The giant fucking hook.
This isn't the Apollo.
Can I Apollo your ass?
But I ripped the little wood stub that got there.
No, you're done.
All right, how about you? You have stuff to talk about today.
Oh, yes, I do. I have some. I know you tried to look this up and when I mentioned it to you, but... all right, have you heard of the argument between Apple and Samsung? Apparently, Apple is trying to ban the new Galaxy from coming to the U.S.
Because it looks like their phone?
Well... This is what they're complaining on. They're complaining that Samsung actually on their phone has two of their patent software devices on their phone, and they said it resembles the iPhone a lot, but I really don't see it. But they had mentioned that
if you have a phone that's rectangle.
Apparently, it pretty much rips off anything iPhone ever did. No, what I was asking is, do you think... what is your argument on this? Because do you think Apple is just feels threatened, or is it because they want justice or whatnot?
Apple feels threatened.
No, fuck no.
Oh, yes.
It's to slow them down.
I don't know. Everyone's not saying that shows the true colors of Apple, or they're trying to fucking... Oh, they see any kind of threat, they're trying to fucking cut off
Samsung.
Oh, they're
cutthroat. They're cutthroat. They believe they invented everything.
Yeah, they do.
But...
No doubt.
If anything, it would slow them down. It would give them more time to work on the iPhone 5.
Well, I think...
So when they
well, you think about it. The phone hasn't even came out. No one knows what it looks like. No one's been able to demo it. But before the phone came out, even in the UK, there was already 9 million pre-orders for that phone.
It's already out in the UK.
No, before it came out in the UK, there was 9 million pre-orders.
Well, it was a good phone.
Yeah.
The S2.
It hasn't even came out in the US yet. They haven't filled the pre-orders.
There's probably a ridiculous amount of orders for it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be even more people want to buy it because you got the people that want to test it and whatnot. But do you think that's kind of a shady for Apple for wanting to ban them?
These companies sue each other all the time for software shit
but
like
they
that.
Just don't want to sue them.
Apple
they want
to the
ban
suit
them
in another
there.
Country from Galaxy suit. Was it Dutch? I think it's a Dutch lawsuit where they fucking had a patent war with them.
There's probably the same one that they're suing them here for.
Yeah, because I know they had another argument between the iPad and the Galaxy before, too.
The judge threw out one for Apple because they believe they invented, like, slide to open. Like, when you have your phone, like, locked and the screen goes down, and they have that little thing to slide to, like, to unlock.
Right.
They invented that, Apple.
So who were they trying to sue for that?
Another fucking phone company.
Okay, because I know Samsung doesn't have
that. And the judge threw it out,
because
that's a frivolous lawsuit. Like, you just to fucking touch your screen and slide the little
lock. Yeah, see, Apple is just a fucking heartless company.
Any little thing that the phone can do, just a swipe, like, just the way you move your hand to swipe or zoom, that, like, they said they patent that.
They invented taking pictures on your phone, too.
Apple hasn't really invented anything. They just make things, like, better in some way.
Yeah. See that guy talking to his phone?
Apple
is bullshit. We started talking to our phone first.
No, Apple is...
Yeah, work, damn it.
Apple is to the phone industry what EA is to the video game industry.
EA's a bunch of bullies.
EA Sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying
to be more specific.
They're trying
EA
to take over everything.
Games?
No, EA fucking company. The video game company, EA. Electronic Arts.
Electronic Arts. They make more of the sports games. They make the 007 games. They make
Dead Space.
They make Mass Effect.
At least one third of all video games that come out every year is done by EA.
Because EA buys a lot of things.
Yeah. They buy things.
Yeah, they buy a lot of companies.
That means they just have licenses. That,
no, they try to buy a lot of companies. They're like the bully.
If you start coming up, they're like just buy you out.
They're like the bully of the video game world.
That's not bad, though. Like, that's kind of your goal. If you make a company from scratch and then like this big company buys you.
Speaking of video games,
good payday for you and your company.
Have you looked at that topic or that article about how they're wanting to ban the Xbox and PlayStation from America?
No.
The imports? Yeah, they want to ban. There's this group that they're trying to make. They're trying to make I don't know if they want to eventually it's going to be voted on or whatnot, but they want to ban the Xbox and the PS4 from America to be imported to America.
Anyway, that's something that we invented, but
we haven't made somewhere else. So
you can't do that though. Like how?
Yeah, Microsoft's an American company, so they can't stop them from even bringing it from their factory overseas.
But it's kind of like having a tariff on yourself.
Yeah, it is.
But I know the thing of people is like I was asking myself the same thing. I was like, how do you even stop something like that? Something so powerful like that. Like what is your motive for that? And like what is your argument?
The only way to stop this, not America, is it?
The only way you could do something like that is if you do what Japan did as far as Xbox, which is hardly anybody in Japan. Anybody in Japan ever bought an Xbox or the games. They didn't care for Xbox. They weren't making any money in Japan, so they decided, all right, we're no longer going to sell in Japan. Because none of the Japanese bought it. Because it's an American
game. You got a few.
Game.
Well, and also, the one problem that they had was size, because they have a very limited space. And they're always really big and bulky.
Yeah, they're like about compact.
Well, not the new ones. The new ones are very small. Actually, they're smaller than the PS3s. No.
Like the original PS3?
Not thinner, but they're smaller, more compact.
Yeah, I don't
the
see that.
The current PS3 or the original PS3?
The current PS3.
I don't see that ever happening, especially considering how much that the gaming industry helps to fuel the American economy.
Just have it made here.
That was the original Xbox. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. The original Xbox was pretty big and bulky.
To my knowledge, the only country that has any ban on consoles is Japan. China.
Korea, probably.
No, Korea, you can buy the consoles and everything.
But Korea China hates doesn't have any. Korea hates Japan.
In North Korea, you can actually buy an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation.
No, Jim Jong-il has his own.
No, they
have sprites of him.
I imagine he has one.
Kim Jong-il.
There's sprites of him in every single game.
Yeah. He makes his own games. He doesn't make movies. He makes video games.
Kim Jong-il, Tiger Woods Golf, 2013.
Yeah, they just have to, remodel them a bit.
Yeah, he was
buried. I think if Samsung actually got people and had the right technology, because they have great technology, I think they'd make a pretty good game console.
Who?
Samsung. Oh. They've already dominated they already dominated so many industries. Why not why not try video games? They have excellent technologies.
It's hard to do.
No, the best tablet.
It'd be hard to break out.
The best tablet.
It's hard to break out something right now.
A company that's never made a game before, then they have to get
licenses.
License and deals with other software companies.
Well, I think if Sony ever goes out,
put time and effort in a game that may never work or sell, or games that won't sell.
I think if Sony ever gets out, maybe they'll do it.
Let's bring back the UMD. Just do that.
That's why Samsung has their tablets.
Back to what?
The UMD.
The UMD.
That's why Samsung has their tablets. That's where their game console is, if you will. Because, they don't have to do any licenses or nothing like that.
It's all Google doing it for them.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's third parties making these games that work off the tablet technology.
Their tablets are pretty good, but the best tablet out there right now is the Asus tablet. It's really great. It's amazing. It's actually
the Wii tablet.
Okay, what?
No, the huh?
No, you said something.
Oh no,
the Wii.
The
talking.
There's two people who are pronounced different ways. There's an Asus or Asus.
I've never heard of
Asus. Asus. They make computers.
No.
Never heard of
it. Yeah, Asus. It's real good. If you're a hardcore computer gamer, you know what this company is.
Apparently, you're not.
No, I guess
neither
not.
Am I. But yeah. I just know computers.
But no, they make great tablets.
Right on the back of that thing.
HP?
Yeah, actually, tablets are high resolution and clearer than the iPads.
They'll never outsell an iPad, though.
Huh?
They'll never outsell an iPad.
Well, they have the name. Their name sells. Basically, anyone that sells anything, if you have a big name, you're just going to sell, regardless of what you make or what you put out there.
After a while, no.
Look at Apple. Apple made a phone.
But Apple used to be shitty for a while.
And then, knowing they could have done that in the beginning, they made a crappy phone. They made a good phone, but they made it a little better by adding a couple of megapixels and a fucking voice on the phone, and sold fucking millions just because of the name.
But how did Apple start getting like bigger? It was like, you know, the iPod, the iMac.
Yeah.
It was like the iMac. They're selling like, hey, look at these colored. Coordinated computers, you don't have to do anything.
Still, when they were in the computer industry, they were still way behind fucking PCs just because of Windows. Macs didn't get going until school started buying them and whatnot, and
yeah.
Then they got a name, and then
schools started buying them around the time they were having the iMacs, because they were cheap, and they also made them so they wanted to give you your privilege, and they were easy to maintain.
You feel
that way when you own an Apple product, I can tell you that much. You become part of the elite group that's better than everyone else.
The thing is, the UI
the UI for that is actually really simple. Like, some people just get on a Mac.
So simple, you don't have a
right click. The thing about that is they get so outdated so fast. Yeah. Mac computers.
They keep that on purpose. They do that on purpose.
Oh yeah,
they make you buy new ones.
It's like a fucking car. They could do anything right the first time, but they can't make money.
So you either have to constantly either buy a new one.
The reason Mac didn't get so big
and still isn't so big
is because PC users love working on their own computers. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to do that with Mac computers. You're so limited to what you want, what you're capable of doing. That's why it hasn't got so big. They're so expensive. Yeah, sure, if they break, they'll fix them, but you rather fix it yourself. You rather get into it because, basically, if you're a nerd, you fucking love that shit.
Except the one thing against PCs that I have was couldn't play Oregon Trail for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one? When you're the little guy running around?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Oregon Trails. All I did was, my teachers would get pissed because all I did was hunt on that fucking thing constantly. That's all I did. I hunted. I never finished that. I finally finished that game. The last level, you're on the little rapids and you have to fucking go to the rapids and you finally win it. But
my family always
died. My family always died
crossing the river.
Oh, I bet you died dysentery.
Always died crossing the fucking river.
You buy nothing but bullets and no food.
I'll get my food.
When you're trying to cross the river and you're fucking, it breaks down and fucking falls into the lake.
That always happened.
And that one kid always dies. It doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
You try to play that game perfect.
He gets sick and he dies.
He gets sick.
I can't believe they actually let you play that.
Oh, you go hunting. You go out to help him out, and then you come back. He's dead.
Yeah. Fuck, stupid. That was the best part.
I hate it when they made the cross arrow one though, because that was like seemed like cheating to me. I like when they had the
hunting.
Like, remember, I used to cheat.
You just spin around and you have to use the arrow keys and you just kind of wandered around and walked up to it and shot it rather than
the one I played. It was like a little dot, and you shoot, and you got the mouse pad, and you shoot with the dot.
It's a trackball mouse.
Yeah. That was that.
Which I don't see. I don't see those very much these days.
You ever seen the kindergarten ones where you play like the penguin games? It's like when you press the button, it's like. You actually hear the buttons going down?
No, I do not.
It's like a little screen, and all they just have games on it. And it was like a giant blue computer. And then I remember like...
It's a blue screen?
Huh?
Like a blue?
No, it was a giant blue computer. It was actually, I think it was colored, and it just had games on it, and like it just had three controls. You go, and you press it down, and you play it. But I don't know if they're computers or just fucking just for that. It was weird.
I miss the classics.
Like those kids, like,
you know, like game. Math Blaster and Word Blaster.
Oh, Number Munchers.
Yeah.
Number Munchers was awesome. You got the little monster.
I tried looking for that, and I downloaded it, but it didn't work. It didn't work on my computer.
Ooh. Math Blaster is fun. Oh, there was actually a series. Who made those? There's actually a series where it come on one disc, and you can pick those games.
Yeah, they all
play.
Came out on one old school floppy fucking disc. Use the arrow keys to pick a game or enter a number thing. Yeah.
Like... Describe this thing you call floppy.
Like old lady titties.
It was this giant black flat thing that literally flopped when you shook it. And for some reason, there's no protection on the fucking on the disc inside. Some weird plastic flimsy thing. So if dust got on it, fingerprint smudged it, it ruined it. And if you got a magnet near it, it erased it.
Best part was putting it in, and then the latch.
Yep. Oh, I remember the latch. It said 3M or Kodak on it. I used to have this. They had like several games. Like I can never believe how they fit that many games even on a floppy.
Uh-huh.
But you get a whole choice of fucking games. Play like fucking Chucky Egg. I had a fucking Star Trek game on there.
Star Trek.
And plus, you know, fucking
the Next Generation. Master,
the original fucking Mario Brothers. Spy Hunter.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
What?
I never played on that, but I have played that. That wasn't on my floppy disk, but I have played that at school.
Played what?
You didn't have it on your floppy?
That game's that game's a bitch.
What game's that?
You can never find her. Where is she all the time? I don't know. Like, I go someplace, like, where is she at?
No, you talk to everybody.
She was there.
All fucking clues, and you still can never get to the next section.
What was it?
Yeah, here's
Carmen
a mystery.
San Diego.
Never played it.
Never played it?
Too young.
If you love history.
There's
it turns out she was at home.
Yeah,
so...
He's having tea with Waldo.
Spoiler!
Bonbons and watching
I don't
want
to spoil it for you youngsters, but...
She's at home watching her stories.
If you listen to this in the past, our show got transferred to a wormhole.
That's like... That I guess that game was like trying to figure out what the fuck to do on E.T.
Yeah.
Eat Reese's Pieces. That we established.
That was, you know, he just. Yeah. I think. Yeah, that was another last week thing I probably did.
Well, one of the games I liked.
you have no memory of anything.
I always love playing Lemmings.
He's repeating jokes that you said like a week ago.
You guys ever play with Lemmings?
I've heard of it.
I liked that game.
Did you just kill him?
No.
I thought you just pointed to just like or make sure not to die.
Yeah, you got to keep as many alive as possible. Each level, you have to like have X amount at least make it through, and. They'll keep moving on their own. You can randomly click on one that'll have something like a parachute or that can knock through a wall slowly.
There's a lot of Xbox Live indie games for like that. Like, use that same kind of formula.
Yeah.
Have you played this fancy game called Minesweeper?
I was thinking Worms.
I love Worms.
Worms is still great. I wish they made a cool, like, HD retro thing for Worms.
I have it on my phone.
They have that on Xbox.
I have it on my phone, too.
They have Worms 3D.
No, not,
they have Worms,
not
Worms
that Worms. Not that Worms. We're not talking about that Worms.
So what Worms are you talking
about? We're talking about the ones where you eat the apples and you fucking go around circles and you hit yourself, you die.
That's Snake.
That's Snake, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we were talking about the same Worms.
Oh, no, I have
Snake
all,
would be
I
awesome.
Have all the Worms.
HD Snake.
I have all the Worms. I have all the Worms on Xbox.
Okay.
The Xbox has Worms?
Yeah.
Nice. She closed the case from every now and then.
No, Snakes. They didn't even make Snake.
I love playing
that. Or that mouse one. I can't remember. I can't remember the fucking
Lemmings.
Was that Lemmings?
Yes.
Or like a little maze. It was like a little maze and you have to... It was on the computer.
TikTok.
No, it was on the computer. It's probably the same one.
No, I know. I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, you have to collect the cheese and shit. You have to go get the cheese and stuff.
Oh, fucking Mappy Land,
oh,
shit like that.
I know
that on Nintendo.
Oh man, that was.
There was always that giant cat, and little kittens chasing around.
I wasn't.
I like.
Yeah,
Chips
Quest. They also had it on the PC though too.
What quest?
Yeah,
Chips Quest was awesome.
I don't know.
Doritos
don't know.
Chips Quest.
I thought you were like gonna say no, that sucked. I don't know what that is.
It's like you had the. It was like a
Zoid.
Small little like.
Isn't that the one that had Eric Estrada?
No.
Oh.
That was Chips Adventure.
Wow.
Eric Estrada strikes back.
We made that cameo in Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers again.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a question we never had. What's a game that you can go back and play over and over again that you know you'll never beat in your life?
Zombies Human Emerge.
Super Mario 2.
Because I'll just end up stopping playing.
What? You never beat Super Mario 2?
I don't care anymore. I had fun at the beginning, then I stop.
It is a pain in the ass game, though. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I still like it. I play it.
It's a personal thing.
I have numerous games like that, and I still play them.
I said after one.
See, I can't just limit it.
He doesn't listen to the fucking question.
No, I could. It's just the problem is I can't limit it to just one.
Then pick one.
The Lone Ranger.
Then here, pick two.
The Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger.
For platformer?
Nintendo.
Nintendo?
Fuck yeah.
Ever played it?
Awesome game.
Apparently not.
What do you have to do?
It's on the Game Boy for free.
Yeah.
I like these pauses in there. Like, I have to recall the game. You know, this is the one I like to play over and over again.
Considering I've only ever gotten so far in the fucking game.
Is it about a turtle?
I'll tell you what level one looks like.
I can tell you what half of level one looks like. It is that fucking hard. The story is you're trying to find the guy who killed your brother and all your fellow comrades and kill him. Nigga.
He killed my teacher.
So you walk around killing bad guys and collecting money. Stupid so far. No, you go around shooting bad guys, collecting money.
Sounds like Gunsmoke.
Kinda. That's the music from the game.
Oh, well, for me, the Jurassic Park video? Super Nintendo.
Oh, really?
That game was awesome.
But then when you never get to the end, I just give
you up. You want to see someone beat that game numerous times? Go to my little brother's house and he'll fucking...
Yes, we all know your little brother, the Jurassic Park nerd.
Dude, he's being...
Is that where you have the tranquilizer gun?
What?
Like you're shooting dinosaurs?
No, it's like electric. It's kind of like a map scroller kind of thing.
Oh, I thought...
And then it turns into Doom when you go inside.
Yeah, when you go inside stuff.
And then I didn't play that one.
Yeah.
I played the other Jurassic Park where like you're on platform, then like you instead of a gun, you have a tranquilizer dart.
Or was that the Genesis one was different?
Yeah, that's nice. What I had.
That's one I like. That one you could either be Dr. Grant or the Raptor.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that was weird.
Dude, the Raptor was the shit in that game.
I think a game I played numerous times but never was able to beat was Comic Zone.
Never beat it. No.
Never beat it
because I used to rent it.
That's a hard
game. I had it on the PC.
I had to go back 2 days later.
I had it on the PC and I just fucking hours and hours of my life.
I spent
on that game.
I could never beat the second world.
What? Really? I got past that.
I couldn't.
I know the first world boss. That was the music bring back. I know the first world boss was the one hanging upside down.
Weird green bat looking thing.
Yeah, I can't. God, that song's so. Dude, that game was amazing.
In the second world, you're like fighting ninjas in some weird shinobi area.
It was a great
game. That was 17 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. That's old. Damn.
I was in my diapers playing that shit. How do you feel?
You know, I'll never beat the original Castlevania games.
Huh?
The original Castlevania games?
Simon's Quest or something like that?
That was number 2. Oh. But yeah, all of them. I never will. I still play them. Never will beat them.
Yeah. I think now you go back, you might be able to beat them. A lot of them.
No,
a little easier.
You won't waste that time on a game that.
No, I still. I still play the shit. I can only get as far as I used to and still fucking get.
I still say Battletoads is probably one of the most impossible games to beat.
You know, I've actually watched a video for that ending, and it's a bullshit ending.
It's a bitch.
No, it's a bullshit ending.
You know, parts of fuck you that you need to play over and over again is when you're racing the rat. And you have to chase them, and if you don't know particularly the exact moment to where to fall and whatnot, it closes down on you and kills you. Fuck. So the guy watched the video, did that level. He's like, you know what? I probably play this level over 300 times to actually get it perfect.
Damn.
And you can't beat that game with two people.
Without two people.
Yeah, without two people.
No, that's what it was.
And then another game I never beat. Correcting? Another game I never beat, and I feel like I played over and over again was Double Dragon 2: The Revenge. Never got to the last level.
Did they make a new Double Dragon?
Is it coming out? Yeah, it's called Double Dragon Neon. Yeah. It's coming out for the Xbox. Xbox Live Arcade.
I seen it. It didn't look that great, though, to me. It looked like the old game, but like the way
it looked more like Double Dragon 2 The Revenge.
I've only seen pictures of it in
when
the
I saw
magazine.
It, I wasn't really impressed with
gameplay.
It looks just like the game.
The trailer?
But more like, yeah, let's see it.
I don't want to see your new trailer.
He's got the bad suntan.
I know. That's one of Roach's friends.
Oh. Hey, whatever happened to Dreads?
Dreads?
This is weird.
Let me turn the screen.
It looks so real.
Oh, I know.
Chinatown.
He looks like me.
This game like came out of an arcade.
Is he
like,
beating the bitch up?
Oh, wait. So they're actually making it a complete 3D.
Yeah, that's it, they, it,
it's like 3D on a 2D background.
Yeah, that's how Double Dragon 2 The Revenge starts.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
What yeah, but I'm saying the gameplay now is 3D in a 2D background. Yeah.
I buy this as a download game.
Yeah, it is a download game.
It is a download game?
Yeah.
Okay, then never
mind. See, I would just get the demo and play that every now and then, and then be, you know, that would suffice.
Nah, I get it. But where the bitches with the fucking the little mace balls and the fucking guys throwing knives at you?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that big-ass fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger guy.
There you go.
That's not Arnold. That's a big bald guy.
That's a Bobo?
No, that's not... The big bald guy was Chinese, or whatever.
Yeah, no. The big bald dude who had the squinty eyes and the bottom lip sticking out all the time.
They couldn't license
his name's a Bobo.
They couldn't license
Yeah, you fight him on the airplane level, and then the...
Oh, no, Bobo wasn't a boss. A boss is one of the...
Oh, see, this guy looks like he was a boss.
Just like a boss.
Oh, see, there he goes. There's a revenge down there. That bottom right-hand corner. That's the airplane level. That's the airplane level I was talking about. Or the helicopter level, actually.
All right. Well, maybe we'll continue this line of thought. Or we might
play
find
tomorrow.
No, when we come back from break tomorrow. Or we might come back with the topic, who knows. But either way, we got to take a break. Stick around with us, Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio
Network.
Did
you bring the Kit Kats?
So excited.
I know.
So excited. I know, you're the one with the cool voice to be able to do it, too.
I for some reason, when I say the Wedge part, I just can't.
And this just said Steve is fired.
Stick around for Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Defeat. Next time, you're like you're crying.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f*** your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Wedge.
You could barely hear you for that.
Well, I was kind of far away from the mic. Okay, I'm sorry. You can't hear me very well, Steve.
That doesn't mean we're back yet.
It doesn't.
No, we're not.
It probably is. I don't know how this shit works.
Backstreet's back, though.
All right. All right.
Literally, they are back, though.
Are we doing this now or are we just prop it up for later?
Do it now.
Yeah, do it now.
Eric, you did a good job.
Do it presently.
Time, right?
No, they sound stiff.
Did they?
Yeah.
You're all, probably because you're all shit-faced drunk.
Yes.
Did I do that last week?
Yeah.
Fuck, really? Man.
More shit you do not remember.
You're like, I want to do it.
I want to hear Eric do it again. I went to the restroom, and then you're like, okay. I'll do it. Fuck it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Did I really?
When I came back, everyone said you did a good job. You guys fucking lied.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I could have sworn they really
He said, blow it up bigger so I can read it, and then he just like.
No, Steve was saying that. Steve.
No, it's me. I can't see it.
Because apparently Steve needs glasses, but
I do.
He's too cool for them or something. I don't know.
I can't afford them. I haven't had glasses for like almost 10 years.
Just find those. Just take them out.
They're broken.
Just get the old. Just get old people ones at Walmart.
Yeah, make a monocle out of it.
All right, well. The Monopoly guy that shit.
Before we continue the show, we are real quick gonna pause for these brief messages from our own
naturally.
Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
What?
Just say it naturally.
All right, here's a fucking commercial.
We're gonna
Eric.
Put a commercial in your face right now.
That's right.
So, pow! Right now.
Eric's about to read. Eric's going to read some
Apparently,
lines.
Eric's going to read something. Thinking that I can read. What?
Go.
Oh, okay.
He's waiting for the music, I guess. I don't know.
Now I'm shy.
Music confuses him.
Camera shy now. No.
Aw, gosh.
You can hear the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle, Fire, and beyond.
What's the beyond part?
I can't. I don't know.
It's any new technology.
What's the beyond part of Bath and Beyond? Bath and Beyond.
Yeah. It's that that remote that what Adam Sandler got.
Yeah, you can find it inside your GPS on your car and shit, whatnot.
Oh, yeah. You
forgot to mention Kindle Fire. I'm upset about that. Anyways, on demand and on the go on any mobile devices. So don't have Stitcher? Download it free today at Stitcher.com or your app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to this crappy show.
That's not in the read. That, you can't say sorry. That's not part of
don't
the read.
Smarter way to listen to the radio. Correction.
That's a great job, man. I know.
You should have been drunk.
Yeah.
You did better last week.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah,
you
did.
I know. This time
you're too stiff.
I like the way he did it last time. He's like, you can find it on the iPhone, the Android phone, the Kindle. Fire.
I remember.
Just cut that and just use that one all the time. Find the original.
The Kindle's on fire.
That was funny.
Oh, I did mention the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you didn't mention the Kindle Fire, asshole. Then continues. I'm like, yeah, you did.
You could just say Samsung tablet.
Random.
Coming soon on the Samsung Galaxy.
On your Nokia.
Can it say fuck iPhone?
No, you can't.
Oh.
They could be a sponsor one day. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Just because Jason currently has one.
There could be an ad on Stitcher. See, sometimes you get in trouble if you're making kind of an ad that's
well,
not
since they mentioned
us,
it, probably there was an ad on Stitcher. I apologize to Stitcher for that crappy whatever I did.
I have to use Stitcher because I have no room in my phone anymore. It's full of other fantastic podcasts.
Next time I read that, I'll take
and
two
shots. Sometimes
shot.
This podcast.
Next time I read that, I'll take two shots
when
of tequila.
I have to, like, feel bad about myself.
Other fantastic podcasts like The Wedge?
No.
Yes. Did.
I Stitcher that because I don't want to have that permalay in my phone.
Next time I read, I'm like, today at Line. What's that word say?
And download Stitcher.
It says the Eric, the. Thank you.
Next time we do this, and he's all shit faced, just mix up all the words.
Before I do this, I'm gonna kind of recap on my Hooked on Phonics and probably do this.
Hooked on
you're,
Phonics.
You're gonna recap
me.
On your hooked
yeah,
on.
Put
phonics.
It in Spanish next time.
I'm learning a new language. I'm learning French. I'm Muzzy.
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 You don't remember that? little commercials where little kids are fucking singing that, and the little monsters sang French and shit.
No, that's what I was
that's
like,
French they're speaking.
Familiar.
And they're not French. They're American. That's what
did they say in American?
That's what it says in the commercial for Muzzy.
I know, like they should be.
And they're
I don't
white.
Speak English. I speak American. Actually, I do. Actually, I told my teacher that once.
They're also
they're like,
smoking and drinking
my teacher,
wine.
My teacher.
Yes, that's French they're speaking. And no, these children aren't French. They're American. And they've acquired their amazing new language skills.
They said one sentence.
The remarkable new video language.
It's not even natural.
By the British Corporation. With this unique
oh, shit,
BBC
it's done by the BBC.
Course,
yeah, those kids aren't fluent. They're all, they should have them wearing little fucking little caps and a little scarf and shit.
It comes from the BBC because.
Dressed up like Madeline.
Eating baguettes.
French is like they're Mexicans. So you have to learn that language because they keep coming over to your country.
Well, no, in England, you're required to learn another language.
Yeah,
that's a good school system.
That right in England, Muslims are their Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in high school,
if you're French, you should learn American.
Don't you have
American,
to take,
right?
I had to take another language in high school.
They're not assholes like us.
Year 11, you have to be somewhat fluent, though. They want you to actually know the language and learn it. Not like you just take it to get it out of the way.
Dude, I failed my Spanish class, so.
Now I'm talking about England.
Oh, in England?
Which is funny since you're Mexican.
And she pretty much shows they're better than us.
Because, I told my teacher I spoke American, and she
like,
got kind of
learn
offended.
English or get the fuck out. No, learn Native American, get the fuck out. Because that's where it really starts.
But Native American isn't the dominant.
Actually, I tried reading.
No, that was the first language.
I tried reading some Blackfoot. My friend.
Oh, because you took over?
My friend MJ's Blackfoot.
Well, the Mexicans take it over.
We're America.
So you should now learn Spanish.
No, we are America. We're not Mexico. America.
From what I learned from what Eric was saying right now, his friend is in blackface. That's all I heard.
No,
my friend speaks blackface.
She's from the Blackfoot tribe.
Oh,
and she's Blackfoot. And
Does she speak Blackfeet?
Yeah, and I was trying to. I was actually trying to learn some of the language and read it, and it's really fucking hard.
That's pretty funny.
It for the Japanese,
like Spanish, you can.
There's a lot.
Well,
of
you think about it, Spanish
involved.
And stuff, you can actually kind of read it and pronounce it out. This is just fucking like alien language.
Yeah, that's why we used it during World War II.
Alien language?
Our Wind Talkers.
Wind Talker.
The Navajos.
Windick Cage.
It's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a really
I
good
remember
movie.
It vaguely.
It's a good movie.
Is it right?
It's like Private Ramen. His whole point was just to take care of this guy and make sure he gets out.
Well, it's boring.
Yeah.
Almost every scene, they're talking about Jap this and Jap that.
Why is that a great movie?
All movies should be like that. Even Disney flicks.
Well, no.
Okay, so that's not great.
Word, 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 Toy Story, like damn, Jap, Jap, Jap.
But it's okay for Clint Eastwood to say this gook, this gook, that.
Zipperheads, damn Koreans.
Yeah.
Actually, it is.
Well, he just they're not Koreans.
Points with finger guns. They're Lao, right?
Hmong.
Mao? I thought it was Lao.
No, Hmong.
Hmong?
Oh, they're Hmong.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hill people, right?
Mongolian.
No, not Mongolian.
They're not Mongoloids. They're
like, it's close. It's close to Vietnam. It's kind of. It's kind of Vietnamese. This.
Yeah, she corrects him in the movie.
Yeah, they don't actually have a country or nothing. But it's spelled what Hmong.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Good
when
people.
When I first saw
good
like,
people and good
what the
food.
Hell is Hmong?
That's like in the movie. Have you ever seen? You ever seen the movie?
What's that movie called now?
Windtalkers.
No, what's it? No, the one with Clint Eastwood.
El Camino.
Oh, not El Camino.
No, Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. Yeah.
El Camino.
My dad owns El Gran Torino, and I couldn't remember the name of this fucking movie.
No, in Gran Torino, there's this part where the
Starskin Hutch
car. They invite him to this party, and there's this part where a little girl runs by. He pats her on the head. That is the worst thing you can do in the Vietnamese culture. Is pat a girl on the head?
That's like tantamount to slapping
even
her
adult?
On the ass.
Yeah, that's
kids
like,
or an adult or
no,
anybody.
Anybody. You do not touch a little girl. You do not touch a woman or a little girl on their head because I don't know why, but all my Vietnamese friends, it's like the biggest thing not to do because if you ever
okay,
have,
wait, a minute, there's no reason why.
Say though. Okay,
Jason,
I really don't.
In
know.
Their culture, that's the same thing as following a little girl into the bathroom of a Chuck E. Cheese.
That's like, all right, because you go to a party and you do that, they'll look at you like you're fucking, like, seriously, they'll whoop your ass.
I was only joking.
I don't know why, but that's a big thing. That's a big no-no.
You gotta just have
and
an
apparently they got,
that I don't know your culture.
They got mad because my friends.
You can't even.
My
judge
friend's
me
sister.
That.
My friend's sister had a big crush on me, and they're feeding me clams and shit.
What if she's sucking
like
your dick?
Chopsticks. What?
And you put your head.
Then you let her
put your
go
head
at
on
it.
Her head.
That's that. Well,
is she sucking your dick?
It all depends.
You gotta put your hand.
Well, no. It all depends if she allows you to. But if you do it in front of the family, then she's not gonna let you. But if you do it private, maybe.
Oh, it's in private.
Yeah, privately. If she's wearing a hat, it's okay.
Go ahead, grab her tits at the party, but don't grab her head.
No noogies, though. Noogies is worse.
Can't give him a noogie?
That's tantamount to rape.
Noogie, it's...
Well, they have a soft spot, that's why.
That's probably why they're originally born with soft spots. Like that.
Sparch.
Sparks, yeah.
Sparch.
That's how wired.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it's actually not like all of Vietnamese. It's just their family. They're particular about that for some reason. So Eric just assumes it's all.
Oh, just the people you run into.
It's all Vietnamese.
It has nothing to do with the entire country. Just the people you meet.
No.
Don't touch my head.
Fucking faggot. Well, is that your rule for you? Don't touch your head unless you're a guy, right?
You can touch my head, Eric. No, don't touch my hair.
Yeah, you do have a thing about your hair. It's like almost the same thing.
No, because it's annoying that someone goes in my head and just touches it like
it's
that.
Beautiful, Jason.
Like, no, well, your hair is real spiky, and just put your head on it. And
no,
just
but I've seen some people like just barely touch your hair
because
they're
gonna
do like just fucking slink away, like
they're gonna do something
like
fucking
they're toxic
dumb.
And
hey,
raby, like, and you just give them this look, like, fuck off, I will stab you in the hot beach.
Hey, Jason, you got something in your teeth? You get that for you.
I mean, I've seen a chick who was more or less coming on
to
you.
Get that out too.
Yeah, here, Loma.
I've seen chicks who are more or less coming on to you who just yeah,
okay, wait a minute.
Once you touch his hair, you're just like, oh.
Jason is like chicks coming on to him.
When this happened at the bar a long time ago.
He isn't like coming on the chicks either.
Long ago.
Oh, yeah. This chick was all fucking talking to you, and you're just giving conversation. Once you touch your hair, you just climb right up and just give her a stink eye.
You spike all of you fucking cunt. They're going to throw it out.
You turn around and slap that bitch.
You touched my hair.
She touched your hair. She's like, I'm not drunk enough for this.
Seriously, he gave her that look that just says, I'm going to boil you alive.
That's
I don't care how they touch my hair, but like really, they do it in a dickish
creepy,
way.
Steve.
Well, they just do rub my fucking head, like my fucking
I know
sheep head or a
that's
cat.
That's how he looked.
You like girls rubbing your head?
Depends on depends on scenarios. In case you, in
is
way
it
you
wrong
to
feel uncomfortable after that?
Yeah, I did. It's okay. Like he's I was going to say already, but then he said it before me, and then they all fucked up and weird.
You guys are acting like you just like, eat a bowl of Campbell's or something. I don't know.
We're just trying to figure out just what are the right
this
ways to
touch. This is a good Klondike bar.
Oh, no, is it now, you know, no, that? Is a new thing, Kit Kat, where they go, when they take a bite off it.
No, it's just... they like that snap sound.
No, it's a afterwards. So every
no,
it two.
So it's a crack like and a no?
Prove it. I proved it.
To the internet. I want to prove this.
There's no such thing.
It's like when he just...
The internet?
It's just fancy contraptions. Snickers with peanut butter.
And a dog.
To AOL.
Put it in your ass.
I remember AOL.
It still exists. It's not dead.
Really?
Just no one cares. And if someone says, my email ends with
AOL. Well, AOL is just an email. It's not really an internet. It's not really not an internet.
Let's go to the original internet.
Is it a provider? Was it a provider? Is it still a provider?
I want to hear a dial-up.
It was a provider as well.
I want to hear a dial-up.
An ISP.
I don't think it's a provider anymore, yeah.
You know, I actually miss AOL.
It's so old. The pictures in black and white doing yearbook photos from like
1950. How do you think that Net Zero thing worked? It works pretty good, do you think?
Net Zero used to be free.
No, I'm talking about the...
Yeah, but they always had the ads on the top and bottom of your screen that you could never
get
rid of.
You got to pay for it.
I hated that.
Well,
the idea of free internet made sense.
That's like anything, anything else.
Good concept, but yeah, it cannot feasibly happen.
Net Zero had a good thing. I mean, they start off free. You can test it. Then,
now it's like
then
$9
you want
bucks
more.
And
you take it. It's like Hulu.
Oh,
Hulu was free when it started. Now they're like, all right, people are on it. Let's charge those motherfuckers.
This page looks terrible.
And people paid.
You know, I liked AOL.
I've never went on URL. AOL.
You never AOL as a service? As a service?
I had a lot of coasters.
Aside from that
all right,
sound.
We're connecting.
Oh, there he goes.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're connecting. All right. We're almost there.
We got the dial tone. All right. That's how you knew you connected.
I get hard towards the end.
If it started beeping at you like a busy signal, you
it sounds like you just died.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the internet.
Yeah. It sounds like you died on a video.
What is this? Someone picks up the phone.
It sounds like you died on a video game.
That sounds like dubstep.
No, that is the most annoying sound ever. But what I liked about AOL is that everything was pretty much a chat room. You could create a chat room based on
that. Steve was a creepy guy in the chat room last
week. No, ASL. Bad guy online.
He's the one that had the fucking fake photos on the fucking...
Actually, I never had photos. Fat and sexy 69 ASL.
No, I liked it because...
I'm 16, private chat right away.
24 /male/... California, if you want to chat, put 226.
12 to 16 only.
Damn, you guys know my secret.
It's everyone's secret.
If you have a cam, plus great.
No, what I like about though,
I pretend to be a chick actually. And see
it was a great way to actually.
If you're horny, press 1111.
Share liked ideas and meet people. It was neat.
If you're horny, press 1111.
If you're a whore, pass 1111. Go.
No, I did.
Oh, that was it? You had one sentence?
Any sexy girls.
No, I saw. I like because, you know, people like.
Steve's Pinterest, the one that has a fucking, has a whole conversation with cool. The bots and shit. Steve's the guy.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
How old are you? Like, I'm young and sexy. He's like, so am I.
We have so much in common.
I'm old and dirty.
I like that. Just like.
You've got mail.
Do you want to watch me shave my back hair?
Show me a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
New private chat.
And at the end, he's like, all right, I'm a boy. That's fine with me.
I never cared for chat in most things. I don't like the code or the picture.
It was fun sometimes.
Like, yeah, it had moments. But
We did it.
Okay, no,
my aunt would fucking put some crazy shit on there.
I do hate. I always
hate
the shorthand fucking thing that people do. I still hate that they do it now.
That's what happens with...
I haven't been on a chat website for like years.
Chat rooms, Irk Chat, or message board.
Hey, you know what we should
do? They develop their own language, and if you don't follow it, you get fucking
You know what would be great to do during a show
is
chat roulette.
Chat roulette?
During a show. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. No, you can't do it now, huh? Cause
no, they're attached to something else.
It was fucking crazy.
The cameras are used for something else.
I think we should do that one time for a show.
Like set up an entirely different camera just for the computer for that. That would be cool. The only thing is, if only we could find a way to where we could split it between that and the people watching Ustream. It would also see what we're seeing.
We're not Tosh.0. We can't do that.
Yeah. Anyway,
we don't have the technology.
I would say that'd be neat.
I was looking at.
Why would it be funny just to see?
I was looking at chat roulette pranks, and they had one where like a guy said, "Show me your tits." And he comes to little girls like, "Show me your tits, or this little chicken will die."
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
It was a fucking a snake and a little.
No, it was two girls there. He's all boobs.
Little girls.
Put him closer. So they responded,
said,
"No boobs."
He
all right.
It.
threw it right in front of the snake.
And they're like, yeah. And then, like, it just starts creeping.
To the little girls?
They were young. I'd say they were at least 16, like, they were 17.
Oh, and they just fucking just like, just takes the snake fucking eats.
Yeah,
the
but
shit
they stayed there until the snake got the bird. They sat there and watched. As a snake, when they find out,
this whole thing is
snap. God, we should,
that's why we should get some. We should get some of your kids.
This guy put the video online of just that segment alone, and so people start using that for their window on Chat Roulette. So like, but they had other ones where chicks were actually like, you know, like they still want to show their boobs, but like dropping it, and it's like not good enough. And he's like, then that's when they put that scene where he moves his hand forward. And I guess they have some kind of weird loop where just kind of they're moving like a GIF file, and they switch to the other one where he grabs the hand. So if they don't do it good enough,
we should do one with your cat.
Goes to the hand, pushes it closer, and then it eats it.
Just threaten your cat.
And like, they had one put a shoe on. A girl's eating breakfast, and just like put your shoe on your head. I'll fuck up this little fucking bird. And she's like, yeah, whatever. And he gets it closer, and she's like, she's all reaching back and looking for her shoe, and she's all trying to balance a shoe on her head as she's trying to like stare at the screen.
That's
now,
great.
Who the fuck it goes on Chat Roulette to eat breakfast?
They just, I don't know what the fuck people
if you're do. Hot, I want
to
see breakfast.
I think people just kind of watch it just to see what comes up, because I went on it before. It's like, this thing's boring.
It's nothing but dicks.
I think it's great. I think literally, it's great dicks. When Tosh.0 did it.
So it makes perfect sense why Eric would want
I wouldn't know.
You've been on Chat Roulette.
I just think it'd be funny. I mean, could you imagine them? Could you imagine them seeing a bunch of fucking people on camera just doing in front of microphones?
The whole point is having a webcam.
You don't have to have one.
Apparently you know that.
Yep. I do, actually.
And you know it's full of dicks.
What else
do you know about Chat?
Wouldn't you think it'd be pretty interesting?
It's
just retarded. Like, it comes up and you see a bunch of people in front of fucking mics talking. And they're asking what they do.
That would be interesting for some of the people who are legitimately on there to chat or whatever.
We'll split our feed, so now it's one part Ustream and one part Chat Roulette.
It'd be even funny, though, is for the guys who are on there, they just got the dicks, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, what the fuck am I on?
We flash them all our dicks.
Oh. Four guys.
Oh, shabang!
This is what my dick was waiting for. Four guys look at my dick.
Hey, look, it's Tim.
Huh?
That doesn't look like him at all.
Kevin, look at him. Get off this. I hate
From this. Here, it looks like it.
AOL's giving me a headache.
Go to Yahoo. Like, it looks...
I want to go to...
They're all, like, unrecognizable, huh?
Aesthetically, Yahoo looks better.
Go to Ask
Jeeves. You sure?
Go to Ask Jeeves.
It's like the exact same thing.
No. It's only they one window of bullshit, and the rest could be anything.
My Holy cannibal baby.
Oh, God.
It's just full of crap.
He has she ate some man's
Actually,
face
just go
off.
To Google. It's just one thing in a search bar. Oh, look. There's... Look to there.
Steve.
It's the Wonder Years.
No.
It's Steve.
Oh, Trump. Yeah. Shuffle. All I saw is a kid from the center.
Oh, hey. You know what?
Center square.
You know what I noticed when I was watching Space Jam 2? Is, okay.
It's a sequel?
You know how
no he's actually 2-T-O-O.
You know how you know
which what reverence?
Sorry to get you disappointed.
Oh, it just reminded me of old school stuff though. But you know, you remember Space Jam pretty well. You know the part where the monsters sit in the seat and they first take one of the bodies, or the little aliens.
They show up his ass.
The lady sitting next to him is the wife from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yeah, that movie's full of fucking cameos.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in there, man.
Charles Barkley.
Barkley?
Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Barkley, yeah, I like
Patrick
Barkley.
He loves sports.
I like sports. You like the sportses?
He likes the sportses.
Go sports team!
Go red shirts!
No one has red shirts.
Go
skins.
So Jason, the blues.
Something I had for you, real quick. It's really short.
And the popular states.
it's really short. They are doing a new Jay Silent Bob film.
What?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
It's going to be an animated film, animated by the same guy who does the animation
for that.
He's the one who's going to be animating the film.
Didn't they already do that?
They're just taking away shit from their show?
No, it's going to be a full-on Jay and Silent Bob animated film.
So basically he has to do nothing.
With different voices.
No, they had the idea right after Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Like, if you go on the DVD, the filmography, it says for the next following year, the Clerks animated movie, and then Clerks 2 came out instead.
Oh, just like when you watch Mallrats and say, like, wait for Clerks 2, which didn't come out till 10 years later.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were going to do Clerks as an animated movie.
No, it's like after Dogma, it came out. You know, stay tuned. You know, look forward to Clerks 2. Still clerking.
That was Mallrats.
No, it was Dogma that they had that.
Mallrats.
Wasn't on Clerks?
I don't remember any of that in Dogma.
On Clerks?
No.
I don't remember any of that.
I think
Dogma.
At the end it said something about Dogma.
I don't know. But
at the end of Clerks.
Clerks, the movie ended.
The original Clerks?
Yeah.
Said nothing.
I think it
did. No, original Clerks said nothing.
Really?
No.
Damn. What am I thinking?
It had credits. Clerks 2 still clerking. That was supposed to be called. That's what Clerks 2 was supposed to be called. Clerks 2 still clerking. But I don't know which one did said Dogma.
I'm still clerking.
Pass it in it.
But no, they are doing a animated film with Jay and Silent Bob. Most likely won't come out till 2014.
Sounds horrible.
And he's going to pretty much do the same thing he did for Red State, doing the whole tour promoting the film before it comes out.
I've heard nothing of this, and like basically,
yeah, I just found out about this like he's 2 days ago.
Then all he's doing is providing probably the voice. You know, I'm sure he's writing it.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's writing everything.
Because his last movie is supposed to be the hockey movie.
He's got like 13 different projects going on right now.
Yeah, but not a movie. He's going to be done with movies. His last movie is supposed to be Hit Something.
Yeah, he did Project X.
This is one of the things he's doing.
Yeah, it says, okay, it's true. Kevin Smith wrote Clerks and Dogma first, then Mallrats and Chasing Amy.
Forgot about Chasing Amy.
That means the Dogma thing might be after Chasing Amy.
But if they wrote him, like, if Clerks was...
Well, after Mallrats failed, they didn't give him shit for Chasing Amy.
I'm trying to see which one mentioned Dogma. Okay.
Do you think Mallrats was a fail?
But theatrical rise, yeah, it was a fail.
Theatrical, yeah, that movie didn't pick up until DVD.
It didn't come out, yeah, until VHS.
Oh, DVD. Yeah.
But then that's the same thing as like Transporters.
It was on today. I watched it. It is still not a great movie.
I like Mallrats.
Visually, it's not a good movie. Dialogue-wise, you have to follow it, but you can tell it's so amateur. Like, no, it's nothing like Clerks, though, but like, dialogue-wise, it could have been done better. Even the way the actors acted could have been done better.
No, it's very indie.
No, just some... The joke came out too quick, the way the actor just spit it out. You can catch it, but you got to really follow to catch it.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite things from that was...
And if you listen to the commentary, they'll talk the shit out of that movie. Just fucking like, oh, look what we just did there. That was fucking dumb. Look at all the fucking pan-ins. Vroom. Every time someone came... Like, one scene. It's just one little area. But every time someone came in there, it just fucking zoomed in from the left, zoomed in from the right. And it's just focused on this one tiny specific area. And they're just making fun of themselves. Like, oh my God, what the fuck was I thinking?
Not very much, apparently.
Behold the power of
weed.
But
that is news, especially since I don't think he'd announced it. I listened to two Kevin Smith shows.
No, so one of the things I follow on the internet is...
And it's Twitter.
It's all about fucking movie stuff. And when I saw that, I was like, kind of surprised. Like, well, so I clicked on it. And yeah, they had the quotes from him, everything. It was... I forgot... Where, like, which interview he was, but in his interviews, he's always open about what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a very much open book. And, yeah, they fucking talks all about that. So I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to tell him, say something to Jason if he doesn't already know.
For those of you who have seen all the Kevin Spade movies, he actually does talk.
Kevin Spade movies?
I mean,
Kevin.
Who else picked that up?
Kevin Spade. God damn. Not even drunk.
Kevin of Spades. Kevin Spade.
But yeah,
that sounds like a fucking like a agent, a secret agent.
But yeah, it's supposed
but he's
to be
black. Kevin Spade.
It's supposed to be the same animation done by his friend who does all the Smodimations.
I didn't like those.
Actually, now they have new Smodimations, but they're done by different people now. And only one is done by the actual guy who does the original Smodimations. But now it just changes artists and people taking their own segments and submitting to them. And a lot of them, the animation sucks, but some of the segments they're clipping from are really good. But then it takes you away from the animation because it's just like, it wasn't right for this, or the jokes they throw in it aren't
that
great.
I want to see a Japanese anime style, like what they did for South Park. Oh. See, like, that style anime.
No, they did that on the TV show. On Clerks. The whole Japanese animation part.
Not quite the same anime that I'm talking about, though.
Oh, okay. Okay, it says right here, Smith originally wrote an early draft of the film in the early 90s, just talking about Dogma, and planned on shooting it after Clerks, hence the inclusion of the movie's end credits, Jay and Silent Bob will return in Dogma.
Thank you for that unasked for entry, Wedge.
I was talking about that was at the end of Clerks.
No.
That's not the end of Clerks.
It's at the end of Clerks.
That was at the end of the 10th anniversary edition.
So our first movie
after
that
all
we
the credits
we're not
or
sure
what?
We're going to sell or
no, once anything. They probably did the credits at the very end, like when they actually took out the original ending where Dante dies, and then put the credits in mm-hmm. with the music.
I want to see that original ending.
I have it.
Do you?
I have the 10th anniversary edition. It's just mm-hmm. it's a dub of the.
How does he die? VHS.
Someone walks in and shoots him.
Yeah, it's boring.
That's it.
Stupid.
That's it. It like it said it, the way original ending was like, oh, it's you know,
lies.
Speaker. He throws his jacket at him. They run out of each other, and the music starts. Well, now that happens, and then he's just there cleaning up, and then some guy walks in like first person camera view, and he's like, pulls out the gun, bah, and he shot him, and he dies, and like,
oh,
and
just darn
and,
it.
Then it comes to like the music, the credits come all quiet. Like it just cause like what a weird, a funny movie the whole time. I was in this weird, creepy, sad ending.
Yeah.
So why like, why
did they go for 90s indie film?
Why didn't they stick with that ending?
Because the guy who because helped him sell it was like, this is that's a stupid idea. You can't just end it because you don't know how to end it.
Yeah, that's why they. Yeah, that's exactly why it's in
Dante dies in an inferno,
which brings me to one thing. I watched God Bless America, and what Wes just said.
What.
Is how, that's how I felt about God Bless America.
Don't tell me about that because I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
You have not seen God Bless America?
No, not yet.
And shut up because you're part of the spoilers.
This is the ending of spoilers. Want to go to the break
that's
after this?
That's the original ending. Yeah.
Is it a black guy?
Okay. In Jersey? Come on.
I know black guys in Jersey.
It's an overly tan dude.
The same.
I remember those. I still get
them. Yep. I hated those.
They're the cheap version of the other ones.
Yeah.
I don't like any of those.
Get rid of the banner.
He doesn't like those little pies.
I know.
It's kind of hard to believe.
You don't like pie?
Ooh, he's like, I like those and those.
He doesn't like Entenmann's.
Did you shoot this guy, Steve?
Did you forget something?
Those are delicious, man. You put the apple ones in the microwave?
Well, I'm sorry. We're close.
Great. Yeah, that is a weird thing to put in there.
Slightly dramatic.
Is he okay?
He couldn't ask for the money for his shot.
Well, he knew he was a bitch. But he was going to go back to school and get with his girlfriend and shit.
Let me get this $50 real quick. He should have grabbed a couple of cigarettes.
I know, yeah.
Cigarettes during the whole movie. He should have grabbed a couple of cigarettes. That would have been funny.
Would have been better if it was the guy, like the anti-smoking dude who did it,
chocolate
and
syrup.
Then took a fucking pack of cigarettes.
I think it would be funny if it would have been the little kid.
Oh.
Gave a shot at him and took all the cigarettes.
See, that's such a weird way of ending it.
And then the credits come all silently and shit. It was really weird.
It would have been better if they would have ended with him being shot and they didn't prolong the dude robbing the place. I think the original ending is,
like not the original, but the theatrical ending is a little better. Because it is a comedy movie. To end it like that, have like all this funny jokes and shit, and end it like that weird and tragic, it just makes it awkward.
I think I might have cried.
I still think the funniest thing in that is the ex-girlfriend who comes back as a new fling and fucks a dead dude.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Anywho, we got to go to a commercial break, so stick around with more Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio Network.
Says you.
That didn't work. Can you do this natural or nice? No.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust. All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
just start breakdance fighting.
Yeah, get down with that jam.
Oh, that looks natural.
What? That almost looks creepy. He's staring into the camera. Now lick the rim of the bottle.
Oh, the camera's still looking.
There you go. All right, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Our last topic, we were talking about Clerks and all that fun stuff.
That topic's dead to me.
I fucking hate Clerks.
Yeah, that topic's dead
to me. But I love
yeah.
the movie.
I was just saying what we last talked about. Now, Jason, do you have anything else? Any other topics you had to bring up? I know you said you had quite a few before today.
Jason just came out.
I'm saving those for Sunday.
Because
we have to do this shit again. I don't want to get all the gems away right away, you know, just hold my stack.
Oh,
you know what? I have one thing. You asked me to bring something up.
No, it just popped in my head. I remember. I totally forgot. And I
have to stop everything that I was going to do.
You do.
Steve's seen his penis the first time in 2 years.
It'll be real quick. Okay.
It better.
Everybody knows who Meredith Baxter Burning is.
No.
No.
Chef sings about her.
Vagina?
Chef said she was on Family Ties.
The mom?
No,
Tracy Gold.
No, her actual real name is Meredith Baxter.
I have never no idea who you're talking about.
Mallory?
No, that
growing pain.
Can you look her up?
Mallory was.
No.
Give us a fresh.
That's not her name. Mallory was.
Look, I don't know.
I only know two people from Family Ties.
No, I actually honestly expected
Mallory,
you and
Skip
Wedge
Edelman.
To know.
Because they're old?
Oh, why would you expect them to know?
Because they're old?
No, not Eric. Not Eric. You, Jason, and Wedge. I figured you two.
I know the name, but I can't make those connections of where I know that name from.
It's from Family Ties. Anyways.
I never watched that show. Oh, the mom.
Well, the only reason why
she's gay.
That's the thing.
Is that the news? Because that's 2 years old.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just found out today. I didn't know this.
Stop everything for news you discovered recently.
I don't know.
Years.
I don't know who that is.
Well known it was.
That was the mom from Family Ties.
No, I didn't know who it was because I even asked my wife. I asked my wife. Like,
I know a lot of old shows, but I don't know what Family Ties is.
Yeah, do a show.
Not cool, fucker.
I liked it.
He liked it. That's why.
Yeah, I didn't know this stuff. Yeah, I was even asking my wife. I was like, you know, Meredith Baxter. I cut it off there. She goes, oh, Meredith Baxter Burning. I'm like, no, not Burning anymore. This is Meredith Baxter. She's divorced and gay. I didn't know that.
Well, after so many years, I would still call her that name.
Yeah.
Just because that's how you know her by that name.
Either, okay, we all know that.
Well, what's have you name heard?
Meredith Baxter Burning Gay.
Okay, yeah. to stop this boring topic, no, I heard Octo Mom actually has a porno out.
Yeah. That landed in your drink, and I'm sorry.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no, just like, okay, we all know Lance Bass from Backstreet Boys came out of the closet. Apparently,
you know that.
That's what I said. We all know that. No, apparently,
old gay news.
No, apparently,
he's the fan. He's in the fan club.
You know Ellen from the Ellen DeGeneres
really?
Show. She's
really?
Gay
I
too.
Didn't know that. No,
and she recently got a talk show that runs during the day.
Wow,
queers on TV. What?
Yeah, not my America.
Gay out for the straight guy. They remodeled her fucking house and make it look like a fucking awesome dude.
Hey, you know Elton John's gay.
No, surely not. No, I was going to say, apparently a year after he came out, I didn't even know this, one of the guys from the fucking New Kids on the Block came out.
I discovered things that Steve are gay.
Steve's so excited for all these men coming out. He feels like there's a chance for him.
You almost feel empowered by how excited you are about this.
I do.
Feels like he has a chance.
No,
they're all chubby chasers, they said.
What else are you excited about in the gay news?
No, I was just surprised about that.
Chicago Pride Parade's tomorrow. Are you going to be excited for that?
Right. No,
I'll take you to San Diego.
Now, one thing I'm confused about, I always assumed that Queen Latifah was gay. As far as I knew, she came out. Apparently, she's never actually came out. She hints to it, but then retracts it. Says stuff that seems like she is, and then retracts it.
Do the Right Thing or something like that? No, what was that one movie where she's all the gangster who dies in the fucking...
Oh, with her and Jada Pinkett Smith and two other chicks, yeah.
Anyways.
It was like the black version of Thelma and Louise.
Anyways.
Yeah. But no, apparently Jodie Foster keeps doing the same thing. She'll give hints like she's gay, but then says shit that says she's not. And then back and forth. She keeps doing that, too.
She looked very dykish, but always.
Come on, start dancing, Although,
Anna Paquin has come out as being bisexual.
Start dancing, Steve.
That's
she's
hot.
Married, come on. She just got married.
Yeah, I know,
That's
but...
a stupid thing to say.
No, but she even said in an interview while she, you know, after...
That means her husband's a lucky guy.
She straight up said, yeah, you know what? I'm full-on bisexual,
that
and I love
her husband
too.
Is a lucky fucking son of a bitch.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, apparently not.
I don't know.
Anyways, the new news. Would you watch the new Octomom porno?
What?
Octomom made a porno.
Yeah, she was stripping.
It's actually
that.
It's actually a licensed porno.
It's
on a sex
Wicked,
tape.
Wicked, right? Wicked, yeah.
No. It's Wicked, but it's titled Wicked made it, but
Home
it's
Alone.
Titled Home Alone.
It's just her jerking off.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. But
I was watching
TMZ and they said it was actually really unpleasant to watch, and there's like weird things going on like down there.
She's not that good looking.
Well, not only that, they said it was weird things.
She already been naked.
They said it was weird things going on down there. Like it wasn't natural.
Midgets are running in the background.
Maybe. I don't know. But they were all watching it. And they were all disgusted.
Oh yeah, it was like weird baby themes. Like the way her they have the they brought in weird things that relate to her fucking having a bunch of
shut
kids.
Up. Shut up.
That's true.
Shut up.
She's a weird Angelina wannabe.
You shut your mouth, you dirty whore.
What? Angelino?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelino.
As far as the work she's had on her lips.
She looks nothing like Angelina.
No, the work she's had on her lips. She's done that. She had that stuff done to try and look closer to her.
Do what? Have a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
Naturally?
Yeah.
That shows her, huh? Yeah. I have my own kids. They came out of my fucking junk.
Yeah, I've never thought Nadia Suleiman was hot. There's no way in fuck I would ever watch that porn.
Who?
Octomom, Nadia Suleiman.
It's not a porn. It's just her masturbating.
I would her masturbating.
If I was Octomom watching a show right now, I'd feel pretty bad Steve saying that.
She should.
I would be very sad.
I'd watch it.
That you got a pussy, really?
You know who always would look good? Is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, I think she'll age.
I think she'll age. Even if she's 30? Is she 30 something now?
She's 30 or
yeah, she looks fucking
close
great.
To 40. I'm thinking like when she's in her 60s.
She looks great. Her makes sense. You know, also look good. I wonder. You know who else I want to see?
She looks good in leather.
Okay, you ever watched Dawn of the Teen movie? The one that played her in that movie. I want to know how she looks now.
Oh, she's. I think she still does things every now and then.
She's fucking. She was hot. I think.
I've never watched that.
You never watched it? That girl was fucking hot.
She was on that 80s show. She was a punk chick.
Oh. Was that her? That was not her.
Yeah, that was her.
That was her?
Yeah.
Type of punk chick.
We had this.
Where did you look at?
We talked about this.
We did that. 2 weeks ago.
We did that. That was not her, was it?
That was last week, actually. When you were all
that was not the same girl from Night of the Teen movie.
Yes. No, what's her name from How I Met Your Mother, who played Willow in the Buffy show?
I know you're talking about.
What's her name?
I'm not telling
Allison
you.
Hannigan.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, hey, you know,
she's hot.
You know who I seen? You know who they looked up and I seen was fucking
she's
still
hot. She acts like the
looked
way
like
she was in American Pie.
Age of Day was the black girl from Clueless.
Oh, the
she's team. Still fucking hot.
You know, she was the
look
oldest
her,
person
bring
in
her
that
up, bring
cast.
Her, bring her really? Up. She is fucking hotter than hell.
She was older than all of them in that cast.
She's fucking. Have you seen recent?
By how much?
Have you seen recent pictures of her? She's fucking
5 or 6 years.
She's fucking bomb.
But for them, it's different.
She's still hot. Look at her.
Oh yeah.
Isn't this one somewhat new? Like, this is a newer picture?
Yeah, she's... Tell me she's still not fucking bomb as fuck. She's the hottest black girl.
I like Rihanna. Rihanna's better.
Rihanna's pretty hot.
Rihanna's hot.
She has
but
herpes. I don't care for Rihanna.
But she's not black. She's Dominican Republican. Is she just
white?
Who, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that chick, Tyler Lave, who was from Nine of the Teen movie, is on Grey's Anatomy.
No, Rihanna's from. She went to her country and they fucking crowned her something.
What the fuck
are
you talking about? No, she's not the one.
Who's, Rihanna.
She's not the one who's Dominican. Rihanna's half. She's a mulatto. She's half white, half
no,
black.
No, Rihanna went to her fucking home country and fucking. Or they fucking crowned her and shit on something.
Because you're a music star. That
anyways,
makes you a royalty of some sort.
Anyways, that girl's fucking hot.
Stacey Dash.
Yes.
Did we talk about her too then?
No. We never
talk
about.
We did.
See, now we're just mentioning
her.
Anything.
Who's Stacey Dash?
That's her.
No,
from Clueless.
She's not French Prince of Bel Air.
Born in 1967.
Wow.
So look, tell me that
is when
black stone crack.
Tell me she doesn't look great.
Early 90s when Clueless came out.
She was 38. She's older than my wife. Dude, she is older than my wife.
Tell me she doesn't look great.
But like Scary Spice is so fucking hot.
It used to be.
Bring her up.
I know. See Scary Spice and she was scary.
I liked her when she was scary. Let's see her now.
Yeah, she looks so much better now.
Although she did kind of go downhill when she started dating Eddie Murphy.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. She does.
Actually, she looks lighter now.
She looks darker now.
She doesn't look too bad.
She does not look
half light, half dark. I don't want to think he's like all that.
Back when she had the highlighted afro looking thing,
she was
darker.
She's actually
her
hotter.
Hair was lighter.
She's actually hotter now than she was.
I know, yeah, that's a weird thing. She's hotter now.
It's sad. It's not weird.
I think all of them are.
Those are fake tits.
What's her name? Mel what?
Melanie, yeah, she had no tits.
Brown.
Those are fake tits.
Oh, she got priggers. That's when you want to hit it.
No, I want to hit it when she's
horny fucking pregnant.
I want to hit it when she's pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to that one for Eric.
Look at that booty.
Not that one.
That's after the burgers.
That was before.
Look at that booty right there.
Oh, I see you, baby. Shaking that
that's
ass.
Some ass right there.
Shaking that ass.
And toss it all around.
That's a threesome waiting to happen.
It's a nice looking.
But you heard the
you
baby.
Heard the baby.
Oh, hello.
It's a weird face, but you know.
Mm. Actually, it looks like a very age progressed face.
She's grown. But hey, out of all of them, I mean, Sporty Spice.
That's a solid core.
The
right
one,
there,
the
too.
One married to David Beckham, Sporty Spice is still
now that's
the hottest.
That's posh.
That's posh.
That's posh. Oh,
posh.
She was always a hottest.
Posh is
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
How does Sporty Spice look now?
I'm
did
gonna
you
say
what she looked like back then.
I'm gonna say not so well.
Is Baby Spice still fat looking?
I don't know.
Baby Spice had a baby back long time ago, didn't she?
She just had, like, baby fat. That's why they call it Baby Spice.
I want to see Sporty Spice.
Something like that.
She's always chubby. Though.
Then she always looked the youngest. But yeah, at the same time, her and Ginger always looked similar.
Posh is always
hot. Got any more?
Yeah,
no,
I always
we can
thing.
We can say it was hot. In
who?
Vogue? Let's see what En Vogue looks like.
I want to see what Sporty Spice looks like. Let's see if she let's see if she grow on the...
Say my name, say my name.
I was going to say, I bet she looks like Katy Perry. That's what.
No.
You think Katy Perry's on?
You actually know by the name. That's awesome.
Katy Perry's
good. No, I was.
That's her now?
No, that's not her.
She running for senator?
She looks like Barbara Boxer. Is that her?
No way.
That looks,
swear,
that looks
porn
a lot better.
Off her, looks just like her. Yeah.
He's putting.
Oh,
she put in her.
Spice. That's what about.
She put in her aliases. Got her now.
She's not looking that bad.
She's not. She looks.
I
want to
see that one of her with the red hair there.
But she's got fucked
yeah.
up teeth, didn't she?
She's looking
yeah,
pretty
she
good.
Messed up teeth.
Didn't she?
Click
yeah,
on
she
that.
Had, like,
no, I want to see that one
right there.
Oh,
that
yeah, look at that. And look at this.
Oh
man, she looks
Clay
great
Aiken.
Right there.
Yeah, that looks like Clay Aiken.
Oh, well, she's losing it right there. He's like,
okay, well, she has one good picture.
Okay, I like the redheaded picture, for sure.
She has one good picture, the one with the little bangs.
Time
oh, this one's right there. That's not bad.
Past week.
She looks she aged a lot more than the rest of them.
Click in past week, so they got a recent picture.
Maybe she did drugs.
Or click custom, like any time.
That necessarily means past week. Or recent
picture. Someone got a recent picture of her? There it is. That's okay. What she looked like.
Okay, retarded. That first one.
No, that she's like full on dyke now. That's what I want.
That first, she looks bad there.
That's somebody posing. Let's be real.
But she's posing. Wait, well, second row all the way to the right.
Oh, she's got lumpy cheeks.
Yeah, not so good. That in the nose. Oh. Something about that nose.
It's ugly. That's what's yeah. wrong with it.
Hey, the porn, she's still fuckable.
All right, we still need to. We already know what posh looks
like. She's still
fuckable. And Posh still looks fucking
now we gotta
hot.
Look baby.
Posh actually looks hotter now than she did then. We need to see baby
Posh
and Ginger.
Hot.
Yeah,
Ginger
she looks hotter
one.
Now than she did then.
Ginger
now,
was the old one?
Ginger was the one who posed on Playboy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Ginger,
I had that one.
Ginger, but
she was a lot younger when she did
Ginger,
the Playboy
Ginger was
one,
hot
and
back
it was
then.
Good.
She's equivalent to that one chick from fucking Sex and the City.
Ginger was hot back
she's
then.
She's like ancient. Still gets or Blanche from the Golden Girls.
She may have been the older one, or that, or just the older looking.
She's Blanche
one.
Now. A lot of
Emma
surgery.
Bunton, that's her name. That's right.
Bunton, that's a stupid last name.
I can't
British,
tell which sure. one's old or not. Yeah, I know, huh?
I mean, she aged pretty well.
She
looks
aged.
Okay. She looks okay.
Okay. She well, aged, though.
I saw one that looked
she's not
recent.
Overly old.
Right
she's
here?
Not really even like,
the
this
baby?
Is great for age.
I'm not really into blondes. I guess probably that's why.
Yeah, she's very much
crutches.
Blonde.
That's funny.
That's hot.
Now she has MS. I think she's really hot.
No, if she was on the hand crutch, that'd be a lot better. She walking around like
she
this,
Crohn's
shaking.
Disease. Okay, so I'm assuming that that's the kid that she's holding on the left, right?
I'm going to guess, too. Not bad, actually.
It's her, Macaulay Culkin.
Right there, she kind of looks like, what's her name from Scary Movie?
Is that a boy?
I don't know.
No, it's a girl.
No, it's a little girl, yeah.
She has bad posture.
She kind of looks like the...
I think she was caught in the middle of kind of slump going live, like... it's a goofy kind of...
she look kind of like the girl from Scary Movie? Did a house bunny?
Mm.
Oh,
her mixed with Emma Stone.
No.
Oh, you think Anna Faris?
Yeah, yes. Anna Faris. There you go.
Kind of, yeah, like a blend between the two of
right
them.
Right there?
Yeah.
Just because he has that dumb look, and that's what Anna Faris pulls off very well.
But you know what? She's a hit and miss, though, man. She's so hot.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, sometimes.
You ever seen her entourage? She looked really fucking hot.
Oh, her hottest was House Bunny, man. I wanted to rape that girl.
Now for Ginger. Speaking of Anna Faris, I know it's a total kids thing. You guys aren't going to care, but I was surprised. She does the voice of one of the Chipettes in the Alvin and the Chipmunks films. I didn't know that.
It's a horrible dream.
Yeah.
That
you're fat.
Talking squirrels.
He's talking about, like, fucking chipmunks and...
I was
and then it came out of his ass.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, Christina Applegate does one of them, too.
Is that her name?
No, the wrong
Geraldine.
Christina Applegate? Whatever happened to Christina Applegate?
Geraldine?
Oh, she lost her tits. She became a man?
Christina Applegate, she got cancer and she lopped her tits off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she think that shit.
Holy shit.
Poor Kelly.
That's what she looks like now?
Wee!
Well, that's not that bad, but at the same time,
it's okay, from where.
She was the oldest Spice Girl.
Go to the next
I say it could be the fact that we're how nearsighted I am seeing the picture blurry. I see like more wrinkles and what's probably there.
That's I think she's,
okay.
I
that
see more wrinkles.
Wow, now that
that's how I want to remember her.
That's
she has freckles.
I know. I didn't know she had freckles.
That's almost kind of hot Cortana in a way.
Kind of alien-esque.
Thin Missy. Let's give her that.
I think her eyes aren't a part of her face.
Those eyes are pretty.
Photoshopped.
Yeah, they
not
have
bad because she was the oldest Spice Girl. So, like, if that's even a recent picture,
Jason's
not
just saying
bad.
That because he's the oldest.
Yeah, I protect my old folks.
Almost Jodie Foster ish. I don't recall her having so many freckles.
Well, she's called foundation. She's a redhead. Redheads magic have natural freckles.
Makeup magic. You know?
Yeah.
Makeup magic.
I guess.
I do like myself some redheads, though. She's not redheaded there.
I don't think she's
you
natural
know what?
Red.
You don't notice
she's
is not. Like. This is about like 80% of redheads have big tits.
Yeah, and they're fucking crazy in bed.
Where's her naked?
I like
see
gingers.
Her naked.
You'd have to look
tag
up.
It naked on that.
Naked.
No,
put nude.
Ginger Spice Playboy spread.
You got to put the safe search off.
Oh,
it's in it off.
It's always,
right
his safe search is always
right
off.
Right here?
Oh yeah,
right there.
Nip slip.
Oh hey yeah,
that's hot. Her penis is a lot smaller than I thought it'd be.
No, just Ginger Spice Playboy spread. I used to have that magazine when I was 14. In which, like I said, in that spread, she looked a lot younger than she did with the Spice Girls.
Is that her? That's Britney Spears.
That makes a lot of sense since the Playboy thing happened before the Spice Girls.
No, really? It didn't. They didn't release it until after she was big in with the Spice Girls. I think what it was she
maybe
did.
They
I think what she did, she did a spread for them, and they just like archived her photos. But after she became big, like, well, we have these photos that we paid her for, so they're still ours to use.
Again, that
we
still
want.
Makes sense why she looks younger than she was with the Spice Girls.
Da-na-na-na.
So I'm still right. Mother Teresa.
I'm afraid of going
hey, okay. I got a question for you.
What's that?
Jitterbug.
Hottest cast girls from a family sitcom.
Where were you starting from?
Whenever.
Like,
okay, mine.
Winnie Cooper.
Mine is Step.
Oh, no.
Mine is
really?
Mine is Step by.
Have you seen her now?
Mine is Step by Step.
Sam.
Both of them. All three of them. They're all fucking hot.
Oh, no, not... Oh.
Topanga from Boy Meets World. She's
oh,
hot.
No. I wasn't really in the
no, step
she's hot.
I was not in
no, Topanga. Step by Step, all
she's
three of
better
them.
Than Winnie Cooper.
Those three girls.
She got older, but
not,
she still
not, not,
depends
not,
on Winnie
not,
Cooper's
hold
got that
hold
high
hold on,
down
hold on. Not the little girl. The little girl grew up, and she got hot.
Yeah, I was saying that when she got... When
she got
grew
older,
up,
she got hot.
Yeah.
But Sam. But all of them are hot, though. On Step by Step?
Yeah, somewhere. Not the blonde, though. Not the older blonde, because she has a weird face.
She was still had her thing, but the one with the black hair was
isn't the was one hot. With the black hair, isn't that Suzanne Summers' daughter?
Was it?
That's what I heard.
Yes, ooh, Molly Summers.
You know who goes? The ginger from Grounded for Life.
No.
She had a pig nose.
She had a pig nose and like a fat face.
I still fuck
seen
her.
Doing,
had,
after seeing
pig
her
nose.
Do her burlesque dance, that was hot.
She had a pig nose.
That's all it takes for you, right?
I still
dun, dun, dun,
he wanted. She had a pig nose. Steve wanted to lick her and think he's eating pork.
Wee!
Squeal piggy.
That's why, like, when you see her, you think food.
Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
He looks at her freckles and they're like,
nah,
that.
She wasn't that.
She had a stink tattoo on her forehead.
You know who was always my favorite, though, and I was very sad to find out she was
a man?
Gay? No, I was kind of sad about it.
You were very
gay.
Sad about this.
I was.
Is this true? Like, very sad.
I was actually sad about
not
this.
Not like, thing. Oh, that's like too bad. But no, like, I am sad.
I was kind of sad. Slightly disappointed, if anything.
You weeped for this.
I did. Darlene
you
from Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of given.
Yeah.
Duh.
You're into her?
And it was all about the other
fuck
daughter.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I thought when Dana Plato got older, she got really hot.
Who?
Dana Plato. From different strokes?
Different strokes.
Different strokes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, before she got addicted to drugs? Or after?
No, during. That was during? Yeah, that was
when she got on drugs. When she got on drugs.
When she got on drugs.
Lost some weight.
It's like Jodie Sweetin when she was on meth. Hello. I always liked Jodie Sweetin, too. I did.
Hey, where was she from?
Full House.
Full House.
Oh, yeah. No, she's all right. She has a
they're all
she has a grape face.
They all got ugly.
A grape face?
She has a grape face. Becky from Full House.
She's always hot.
Yeah.
She's always going to be hot.
Dude, she's fucking
what, the last,
Kurt Cameron's
sister. The last movie she was
on. No, that's DJ, stupid.
No, it's DJ. The last movie she, the last movie she was on was...
my bad.
Yeah, she's ugly.
She's in a sci-fi film.
No. She was on the movie with Robin Williams and John Travolta with the kid. With the, they get the kids and they own that.
Oh, fucking Old Dogs. Talking,
Old Dogs. Yeah, she was on Old Dogs.
Wait, old
was
dogs
on that. No, I think that was 2 days.
No,
two
old
we
dogs.
Talked about Old Dogs last week. Yeah, was,
but anyways, this brought something up. So fuck your life.
she was in that.
Yeah, she was in that. Wow. She was one of the she was a translator, Japanese translator for them.
So she strikes me as somebody who would have aged gracefully.
But no, you know who aged the best was Callie.
She does look really good, even though she has no tits.
Fuck
Christina Applegate.
No.
I think
No, not that Callie from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber, yes. When she
was on 90210?
No, when she was on
TV yesterday.
No, she was on
that one on USA about the.
No,
the
she was on a show.
No, he's thinking of Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that's all.
He's the only one that's still relevant.
I like to see the face more.
No,
from
she was
that.
On Ladies Man.
Kelly.
Was she on the Ladies
Man? 90210.
Dude, that's not the last thing she did.
I know it's the last thing she
she's
did.
She's still
showing out. I know she was thinking, but she still looks fucking great.
Yeah, she actually looks really good.
She has some nice nudes, too.
Yes.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know she had nudes.
She has those nice, thick nipples.
I got Nikki Cox, Unhappily Ever After.
No, she looks bad now. Have you seen
what?
Her?
What?
Yeah, she got all this plastic surgery. She looks hideous.
Oh,
what?
Pull up the picture.
She's in fucking Las Vegas. She looks so confined. She's old now, but it doesn't mean she's bad looking.
I'm almost, like, scared.
You know what's weird? Like, Bobcat Goldthwait was banging her when she was 18.
How's that weird?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
He's like, oh,
yeah, she looks great.
Oh, yeah, she looks fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I think she looks great.
Yeah. She married Jay Moore.
Okay, you want to talk about pig nose?
That's not bad there. Like,
listen, no, like when she was younger, she
I don't
want to
fucking
like that's pretty.
A Just Us magazine version of her where they look like shit.
That's hot right
oh,
there.
Oh, you know what? I take everything what I said back. The hottest sitcom girl is, what's her name from?
Look at that. Look at that.
Oof.
It's like Chacha.
Loretta Swit.
No.
It's like Chacha.
Yeah, fucking Chacha Gabor.
Yeah, it looks like Chacha. No, but I'm talking
Charo?
About from...
yeah, Charo, there you go.
Charo.
That, oh, what's her name from Seventh Heaven?
Jessica Biel.
Oh, my God, she is so fucking hot.
Well, if you're going to go that route, then why don't you say Jessica Alba? No. She was on TV, too.
Dark Angel.
Have you seen her without... Have you seen... Oh, Jessica
really?
Jessica Alba is hot, but have you seen her without makeup? Jessica Biel can pull it off.
Side-by-side comparison. Jessica Biel.
I'll take Jessica Biel all day.
Look up Jessica Biel versus Jessica Alba. Type that.
I'll take Jessica Biel all day. That girl's all just... She's hot.
I
like Jessica Biel's personality better.
Yeah, the bra panty scene in Chuck and Larry,
Jessica Biel has a better... I like her personality more.
What are you talking about? Look at that. That's nasty.
Okay, one got a bad picture of one and a good picture of the other. I've seen bad pictures of both of them.
How about good pictures of both of them?
Yep.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Biel.
Look at that. That's
I'll say Jessica.
Okay, this is what I'll say. I'll say Jessica
We're
Alba
just
looks
split
better.
As this picture.
Oh, no, I would say that Jessica Alba looks better, but I think Jessica Biel's pussy would taste better.
I don't know. Look at this. I'm thinking, okay, Jessica Alba has
and you
more
see
that of that.
Booty and Chuck and Larry? Oh, my God.
She's in a darker picture.
Whereas Jessica
picture.
Biel has more of that dirty girl wild side. Dude, that picture's a toss-up for me.
I got that voice change, too, and get a little like,
yeah.
That sounds like your dirty girl.
I think Jessica Alba cry during sex.
Don't ask him to stand up right now.
I think Jessica Alba will be a
I got a half-pack of Rolaids AIDS going on in my diaper. Wait, did I say that?
There's a diaper at the end.
Yeah, apparently.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
If you look in the diaper, there's a picture.
Boring fuck.
Yeah.
I'll take Courtney.
She's not hot either.
I'll take Courtney all day.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
You take Courtney?
Yes.
Wait, which one? Which one's the older one?
You take Chloe?
Oh, no, okay, I get them confused. Courtney, yeah. Courtney's hotter. Courtney's a lot hotter.
Carlos or the Wedge will take Chloe.
Yeah, you have Kim, who's the older.
Hey, I'll take the mom.
Chloe, who's youngest, and the middle one is Courtney.
Chewbacca.
I'll take the mom.
Yeah, no, look at that. That's nice.
No, she's cute. She's a cutie pie.
And that's why she has all the kids.
Yeah, huh?
Shoot, dude, I'll knock her ass up all day.
Well, that's because she had to get out of her older sister's shadow and work her way up the slut.
I will knock her up. That's not Kim.
One's
Kim's the middle one.
Kim's the oldest.
No, Kim's the middle one.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, God.
One bangs black guys. The other one has a bunch of kids.
I would knock her up all day.
Jason, they all bang black guys.
That's true.
Tell me that's not just the cute person.
I thought the other one didn't have a black guy.
No, she...
So you're like a loser white boyfriend.
No,
Kim,
that's corny right there.
No, okay, yeah.
That's corny. Yeah,
no, but before...
She has a loser white boyfriend.
He's not a loser. He makes a lot of money.
Before him, she was fucking a black dude.
Kim, like a loser.
He's just
was,
a douche. He's
Kim was, no. Kim was like a loser.
No, he's a douche, but he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, say, Kim was into nigger porn. Now she's dating Kanye, and then Chloe's married to a fucking black... Yeah.
Porn star Kim Kardashian. That's all we know of.
Actually, they were actually
that's
making...
That's what made them famous.
They were actually making...
it's Bruce Jenner's daughter.
They were talking about that her mom actually kind of pushed the porn video.
Yeah, she's the one who came up with the idea.
Yeah, the idea of it.
Because she's a money-hungry whore.
And then they said that she watched the video and told her you can do it better, and they went and did it again.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I believe it.
If you pay
really
attention
do.
To the recuts, her hair is slightly lighter in certain scenes.
I fucked a mom.
It's a special edition.
And there's a tan line.
There's Ewoks in the background. It's crazy.
and they're holding walkie-talkies.
There's a penny tan
the whole
line
thing
right
instead of a dildo. The whole thing was just the ending battle of Endor.
And then at the end, they all go to, they put them all in a crate and they start walking down.
And Area 51. I can't fathom how America has got to the point where they idolize fucking tramps like this to where they become famous.
I do.
For nothing.
It's because they're hot.
I do.
They're not hot. They're not attractive.
And they live a fabulous lifestyle that you wish you had.
I do.
I'm jealous of them. I'm banging, like, I meet up somewhere at a party where I could bang these chicks.
I'm jealous of them.
Just being a dumbass.
Having their lifestyle meant that you're at a party getting fucked.
Oh, yeah. I'm dead inside. That's not a problem.
I'm jealous of every douchebag on fucking TV.
Well, I'm not.
I am.
Especially David Ono, that fucking cocksucker.
Fucking asshole.
Who the hell is he?
That's how much you're into this entertainment business.
I know.
That's how much your hatred delves into.
Who is David Ono?
No one else knows except you.
Other than apparently some zipperhead
you
wish to be.
I'm gonna lie. I'm jealous of Paulie.
I bet he's a chef owner.
Who?
Paulie, that motherfucker's late all the time.
So I don't get how. The Jersey Shore is even worse.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
You're a retard. You're a retard, and you can get and you fucking. Make some CDs and you fucking rich.
He's a terrible fucking DJ. He's now got his own spinoff show. He's coming out with his own line of cologne and has a bunch of vodka brands coming out.
And I'm jealous.
And they're all millionaires.
And I'm jealous.
What?
I'm jealous.
I don't get this.
If you were jealous, you'd be like this guy.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
no,
you're
I'm not jealous.
That is jealousy.
I am appalled. No,
you're
I'm
a fucking hater,
appalled.
Steve. Stop hating.
I don't care.
I bet you hate
gooks.
On Justin Bieber too.
And, yo, fuck him.
Just
that
call
little
him
queerbait.
You're a hate. You're
know,
a hater.
No,
they're
sorry,
gooks. They're Guidos.
I was looking at the goon right there.
Are you a Justin Bieber hater too?
What?
Oh, are you a right Justin here. Bieber hater too?
Yes.
This guy hates Justin Bieber.
You're jealous of a little kid.
I'm not
a
jealous
child.
Of them. I
he has great
that
hair.
People like them. And if
do
I
you wish you had
them,
hair like that,
it's
or
so
skinny?
Stupid.
Or bane 18 year old.
You're a hater. I don't hate on anybody.
I hate a lot of people.
I'm just mad.
No,
like,
I'm not lying.
I'm mad because I don't have talent like that.
I think the
I don't hate. I'm just
what
mad at
talent.
Talent like
he's
that.
Fucking auto-tuned.
Talent.
The Who? Only
Justin Bieber.
Okay, I get credit
only,
for Justin Bieber.
No,
talent.
The only
that kid makes
thing.
Me cry when he sees.
No, the only thing I can say where I do envy him is that he's fucking sleeping.
Because it moves you, or because you cry because it's happening.
That's it.
So he's jealous because he's fucking the 18-year-old girl.
Because Selena Gomez bugs fucking blows his.
All you 18-year-old girls out there, Steve. Would love
you
to
stop
you.
Watching the Disney Channel.
No, I have kids. I can't help it.
That
turn them on
to
Nick. It's scary.
Yeah. Daddy, why are you watching Disney Channel, Negan?
And we're not even up yet. Like
go,
four.
Go to
morning.
Bed.
I have kids. That's my excuse. Doesn't matter what time he's watching.
I'm glad
Nick
it plays.
It
I'm glad Disney plays till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, I do watch the soap and or the soup. And
you watch your soaps.
Yeah,
get it right.
And after
you're on the soap channel,
soaps.
With no. all those other motherfuckers.
And after you seeing some segments of what the kids are watching, I now have to screen my kids' Disney programs. Shake it up.
On what? That joke only works with you because you only watch those shows. You know that, right?
I just think of you shaking up and watching it.
Shake Wake. What was it? The
actually,
shake,
that's the stuff he doesn't want to watch.
Weight.
He actually mistaken it. It's an infomercial for Shake Wake.
Shake Wake teaches you how to give your old man an old fashioned.
That commercial. The commercial's so weird because the guy's doing it and he's like, whew. I got to put a perm block on this.
Like, man, could you imagine how powerful my fucking left hand would be?
If it worked?
Jacking off would be so great after
the other
that.
Hand, that's before.
You jack with your left?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, I thought that's like, I was powerful, equally powerful, the other hand.
All honesty.
Because most people are right-handed. When you said left-handed, I thought it was
all honesty, I've never jacked off with my other hand.
Really?
Have you guys?
I'm right-handed. I've tried it with my left.
I swear
doesn't work. It almost feels like
I swear to God. I swear to God, I've never jacked off my other hand.
I have. I switch off.
You use both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have...
Not at the same time. It doesn't work that way.
No. I don't have as
you
much...
You guys held your cell phone with the porn on it and fucking jerk off with both hands at the same time. Because you basically got to touch
up against, like, the wall or
something. No, because... Porn on a phone is only 5 minute little segments.
So
you have to have
I
something either really long or something really...
I just can't jack off.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can finger a girl with another hand, but I just can't jack off with another hand. For some reason, I never tried it. I never been like, all right, I'm going to jack off and, like... Yeah, I never even attempted it. I was like, this is
well,
natural.
Then how do you know it's not good if you never attempted it?
It never came to mind.
There's your homework assignment.
I've tried it in the show.
I wonder if Jim Jeffries.
We got to throw on the show tomorrow.
Because Jim Jeffries swears that he jacked off every day of his life.
Okay, not every day. At least when he
dick would get really sore.
The point he found out he could jerk off.
I'm impressed. Well, I'm impressed, though. That's a man of dedication.
Everyone needs their hobbies.
And to tell it to millions of people.
Or addictions, whatever they are.
To tell it to millions of people, I think he's a great man. You know what's funny is a lot of people
you
want
call him a great man?
I think it's kind of weird that a lot of people want to admit to jacking off.
Why? That's women.
Yeah.
No, not even just women.
It's
even
mostly
men.
Women.
Even some men.
Yeah,
like,
it's mostly women, yeah.
No. I think it's the funniest thing when a girl asks a guy, do you jack off? You're like, I don't need to jack off. I get a lot of pussy.
Why would you tell a chick that? You should tell a chick that.
It doesn't matter how much pussy you get, you jack.
Dude, even when I was with my girlfriend, I still fucking jacked off. I didn't care.
Well, your girlfriend lived in another fucking
state. No, not even that. Not even when I was Sam or nothing. I still fucking jacked off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I lived with my girlfriend, I'd still jerk off. And then
that's
where it's a killer.
It's such a...
I jerked off in the shower.
It's just
and then
a natural
she comes
thing.
Out, I was like, then she's all into it. I was like, oh,
okay,
man.
Okay.
10 minutes ago in the shower.
I just got all clean.
It's not that. The only thing that sucks about that is when you jack off and you go to fuck, you just can't come and they get pissed off. You're like, fuck, man, this is never going to fucking end.
Yeah.
Not that it's not enjoyable, but sometimes it just gets like tiring. Like, fuck, man. I can't come. And they're like, what the fuck do you mean?
Mine knew I didn't come a lot. So it's like, fucking, why don't you come a lot?
Like, what, do you come like you piss?
I imagine.
No, if it didn't come the day before, I'll shoot one. They could feel it inside their inner wall, whatever the fuck it is. And it's like, you didn't
pretty
come
much
a lot.
All chicks, when you come,
you
they
fire
can feel
one,
it.
Yeah, they can feel it.
Well, you since fire I just up, one fire and they know it.
If I jerked out before and had to finish.
It's a warning shot.
As a matter of fact, they can
it
pee
it comes
it
out so much like.
Oh, come? But she could tell the difference by like how the amount is.
Yeah. Not a, yeah, she meant
that's just weird.
She actually has to finger it out and puts a little vial, and then we have a little fucking little.
No, but I mean, based off fill and how much fill.
No, and then she burns it and tells you you're eating
layers.
Too much shit.
Yeah. Your pH balance is off, sweetheart.
She puts a little drop in there, turns red.
So who else you been fucking?
Exactly. Then there's
still CSI.
Like, fuck that. It's like, then he did the water test. She fills up the bathtub, and I have to fucking sit there and see my balls.
You know, sometimes I get tired, and I just have her play with herself when I watch.
No, they're just old videos of you. Like, what?
I hate when girls I hate when girls question it. You're like, just play with yourself for a little bit. And they're like, why? I'm like, just fucking do it. They're like weird about that, playing with themselves sometimes.
I just start going down if I'm about to come, just like wait it out and just go back in.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, you know, sometimes I don't feel like fucking right away. I'm like, just go play with yourself. Make me hard. They won't do it.
Yeah, so, there are some girls who bone.
Some girls don't like. Yeah, some girls are weird about playing with themselves in front of you.
That's yeah,
I'm talking about it too.
What are you talking about?
I don't
about,
do that stuff. It's like, fuck.
Send you, I hate the ones. I hate when I date girls that won't send you a video. No, you hear girls
like
talking about
your masturbation. Like, I don't do that. She's like, what?
The fuck you
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, the fuck you don't.
Yeah.
I hate girls that don't send
everybody
you pictures.
Everybody does it.
No, when I was with Frankie, that fucking
actually,
happened.
Joelle's weird about that crap.
And I left her fucking to Jamie.
She did.
Like,
she did not like. She did not like fucking masturbating. I swear to God, dude. She did not like masturbating or fucking. She wouldn't send me pictures or nothing.
She didn't like doing it and having evidence. She did
no,
it in secret.
She
no,
did she not like do it at all. Even when I asked her to, she would not do it at all. Huh?
Did she come with you?
What?
Well, she come with you.
Well, you fucked her when she come.
Will she go? Oh.
Wait.
Okay. This is how
oblivious. While you fucked her, you were penetrating in and out of her, slamming it in.
Well, she reached an orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. What do you mean? She called
me. And Asians do get very loud.
No, but she doesn't masturbate for herself on off time.
Speaking of that.
Sometimes it would seem like she wouldn't do it at all.
No, she wouldn't masturbate or nothing. She was like, I don't know why. She was shy about it. She wouldn't do it in front of me, but.
See, sometimes with things like that, it's kind of hard to get them to come at all.
Oh, yeah, the ones who are a little more insecure about sex or a little, yeah.
Oh, no, she was a freak.
I bet.
Looking at that, but she wouldn't.
Hey, we're missing a whole opportunity. Carlos is gone.
She wouldn't care about fucking, like.
Carlos
she wouldn't want me to masturbate.
Come on, fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, Carlos, you suck.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Yeah. We're actually calling Carlos. Fuck Wedge.
Yeah, you know, next week he will be listening to this.
I know.
No, he's not. He just leaves a run and does fucking work.
Love you, Mr. Wedge.
Well, that wasn't creepy.
Like Salafinger. No. Mr. Wedge coming back from the Great
Wall. No, I thought it was funny because we were in her room one time.
We were not talking about you.
We were actually in her room one time and her windows were open. She was upstairs and the little kids were playing outside. I told her to shut.
Voyeur sex.
No, I was fucking. I told her shut the fuck up. You're fucking loud. There's kids outside and your window's open. She's like, I don't care. And fucking her. And so I grabbed her panties and stuffed her fucking mouth with her panties so she shut the fuck up.
I remember being with this one Japanese.
I should have done that more than once, but after that, I was like, that's kind of fun. So I just started doing it just for the hell of it.
Nah, and then she started. Everybody knew you meet.
Yeah, I'm gonna go open your window.
Yeah, she's like she's
loud noises.
Loud.
Did you hear that? What is that?
I hate chicks who are quiet. Where like they're when they come, they go, and that was it. I was like,
she was loud.
Are you done?
Yeah, I kind of got mad at my sister one time, and she fucking. Her
wait,
walls
what?
Were thin.
Wait,
like she was because like
okay,
she was
wait,
too
no,
quiet.
Okay,
no, no,
I want to know this story now.
No, here's the story. Here's the story. Okay, here's the story. All right, when I lived in San Diego, I was living with my sister. And her and a boyfriend over one time, and they were it was like Leia and I they were out there asleep. So I was gonna go in a room to grab one of my chargers because she borrowed my charger, and she was under the covers. I didn't see nothing. But when I walked in, her boyfriend was looking naked on the bed. And then when I walked in there, he went, ah! And he made a noise. He grabbed the blanket and tried covering herself like this. I started fucking, I closed the door and started laughing so fucking hard.
Chad!
Like, and then the next day, I'm like, why don't you fucking lock your fucking doors when you're doing that? And then so
you know you should have no you know what you should have done just make it like even more uncomfortable for him. Next day you see him just walk by and go, Lordy, I have the vapors.
and so the next
now week, you turn the corner you see him.
So the next week this is when I first started dating or not even dating her. This is Joelle came to my house for a week.
Hey, Joelle.
Joelle's my ex, and so to get back at my sister,
she who will be named.
to get back at my sister.
Mine's dead to me. She has a name.
Get my sister. I just fucking just like totally
she's now
fucking,
the fucking
just. I totally just fucked this girl like
no,
crazy, and she was so loud, and my sister could actually hear her through the walls. And she, my sister, told me, "Okay, I know you're fucking mad because of that." She's like, "But please shut the fuck up when you guys are having sex. I can fucking hear it." She was like, she was pissed about it.
Don't you need a recording? Just leave the tape recorder and like leave for the night. Not even come back. Like we're going
into actually,
the
stereo system. Actually, I enjoy someone actually fucking. I have my old SD card, but I actually had recordings of me and Joelle having sex and her fucking the way she sounded. She fucking was loud, and I actually played that for her once, and she got pissed off because she's like, I don't want to hear myself fucking having sex or fucking myself moaning. And I played it for her one time, and
she's that uncomfortable about sex in general. Really?
No, no, yeah, she did not want to hear something.
Well, that recording only helps.
But you don't know. We videotaped.
If you want to jerk off,
no,
and reflash memory.
No, we videotaped. We videotaped about fucking most of our most time we fucked. We videotaped it.
Not that she knew it.
No, really, no, she knew. She's the one that wanted to, but she never wanted to watch it, or she never wanted to listen to it.
You need to upload that on a PornTube.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe.
Censor the face.
I want to fuck her when she's
pregnant. Fuck that.
I want to fuck her while she's pregnant right now.
Go do it. Bro, do it. What are you doing here?
Want to stop the fucking Arizona on the way to Vegas?
Let's go.
She's not in Arizona. And she's still in California. It's with a California boyfriend.
No. Her boyfriend's from Arizona.
The one that she stayed out here for months with?
Yeah. No. She was just at a friend's house.
We can take it on the road. Take the show on the road.
Let's do it.
Use our equipment. Just like ours is more compatible, compact than yours, so we'll just take it all.
Why can't you record like off of the
ladies and gentlemen, Wedge and Ripped in Half?
For all you listeners, let you know we're going to do two shows.
We'll have
enough
mics and fucking
headphones. Just apologize. Yeah. Hold on.
There you go. Hold on. I like where this thought is going, though. It'll be Wedge Ripping America in Half tour.
Costco tour.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I apologize for.
You know, we need someone to sponsor that, so we're going to pay for shit.
That's a good idea, yeah.
I apologize
sponsored
for.
Sponsored by Prius.
Well, I apologize for you listeners listening to this show.
So we get enough gas mileage together. Let's bring
hold on, I just want
to. Or the electric car. We'll be stuck in the middle of the desert with no outlet.
No, I just want to say, I apologize for your listeners.
You just want to tell everybody you're going to Vegas next week.
No, listen to the next show after this because we're probably going to have any material for the show after this.
No,
because
it's going to be a day after. We're going to cover.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, we got so.
We're pulling strings on this episode.
In other words, next week will be tomorrow. A pre-recorded episode. These two fuckers here are taking off to Vegas to go see strippers.
Hookers, gambling, and, I don't know, drunkness.
And strange masturbation.
Free beer. Free alcohol. Everywhere you go.
And while they're doing that, I'll be out hunting zombies. So, fun.
It sounds cooler. When you listen to the details, it doesn't sound as cool.
For those of you,
actually, it's really neat.
For those of you watching, Steve's going to be the bait at the
fantasy
zombie hunt. Steve's going to be the one that's shooting the leg and just leaving him behind because they're going to be feeding on him for a while.
Unfortunately, I'm not a very big stickler on Rule 22, you know, cardio. So yeah, I'm fucked.
He's a stickler for this event. They're going to give him a stick and have him run around. That's his weapon.
A stick with a bell on it.
They're going to like slap him.
Damn.
Dead bug.
Anyway. No, we don't use that joke anymore.
Anyways,
safety.
So tune in next week, though, for a...
Oh, we're done. We're talking about
zombies and shit in Vegas.
We'll hear more about
that
tomorrow.
We'll
hear more about that tomorrow.
We'll be rebooted next
and that
week.
Will air next week, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in for a sadly pre-recorded show, but it'll be just...
Lies.
You'll love it. Anywho...
Remember a laugh track on that one.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you can get a hold of us on our Gmail, rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @ rippedinhalf.
Listen to us on Stitcher.
Like us on Facebook, rippedinhalf. You can follow Jason. Hey, Jay, guess what?
And I'm going to create a bunch of shit that we're going to mention later, but...
Yeah, not to mention...
Apparently I'm lazy.
Not to mention, follow whatever Wedge Network stuff we have up online.
He doesn't promote us. We do it ourselves.
Play with me on Xbox.
I can do everything.
Yeah, there we go. We'll eventually get into that segment as time goes on.
Well, tomorrow.
Actually, is there like a thing we can post our like gamer tags on?
On our website.
Yeah, we can. I just got to do work.
Okay. When we do our profiles, we still have to come up with our profiles.
Oh, yeah.
So when we do those, hey, there you go. You can add that in.
Tarek Eric. Found in a basket. Left alone. Diagnosed with AIDS at age 20.
That sounds like a life in Mexico.
Well, you're Mexican.
Now it's allergies.
Says you.
Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week for another rendition.
Or watch tomorrow on YouTube.
For another exciting rendition. Yeah, are we?
Yeah.
Hey, for those of you watching right now and listening, we are live tomorrow, so come back. Yeah, baby. Otherwise, of course,
what the fuck was that?
This has been Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network, and I'm Steve.
That's Steve, everybody. I'm Eric.
Steve!
I'm Jason.
There we go.
Y'all come back, Wedge, now, you hear?